It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
Good evening and welcome to a packed Bearcat Arena as the number one ranked team in the nation and the number one seed in the Central Region, Northwest Missouri State, gets set to face Southwest Minnesota State, the number 18 team in the nation and the number two seed in the Central Region at tonight's Central Region Championship game. For the Bearcats, they come in 31-1, Southwest Minnesota State at 28-5. Along with Matt Tritton, I'm John Coffey. And Matt Tritton, what an atmosphere do we have for tonight's championship game?
The NCAA tournament all weekend long here in Maryville's been fantastic. The Northwest Missouri State University staff's done a great job of hosting this event. And the fans have come out in bunches Saturday, Sunday, and once again today. We walked in about a little after 4 o'clock to come in, get set up, get ready for this game. Already a huge line outside in the hallway. And then by the time it actually opened up an hour 15 before the game started, it was streaming outside, down the steps, around to the sidewalks. So many people trying to get their seat early on for a chance to see a little bit of history. Bearcats chance to go to the Elite Eight and clinch it here at home.
And Northwest and Southwest Minnesota State in the championship game in the Central Region. We'll be back. Have more in our pregame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. Thrive Bank is right at your fingertips, more at nvb.com or at any of their 8 locations. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Jesse, Maggie Wilson, and Chad Townsend offer a variety of pre-owned carts, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support also comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing. More at 582-3104. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jordan Ellison of Savannah, and Larry Ellinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 582-2699. And from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM offers 10 locations and 46 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com. Support also comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677. Also from Younger Auction Company, Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Support for the Bearcat pregame show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
And we are back at Bearcat Arena with Matt Tritton as studio engineer Sean Nino. I'm John Coffey. Again, we're right about 15 minutes away from tip-off time, Northwest and Southwest Minnesota State. Matt Tritton, great atmosphere here as the Bearcats in the championship game of the Central Region for the fourth straight year.
Yeah, it's been a heck of a run. It'd be great to see these guys come out, especially the seniors, the Devontae Mosby, Zach Snyder, Anthony Woods, a chance to get their last game here at Bearcat Arena, a win, and a win in a big way.
Then Northwest and Southwest Minnesota State, we'll be back here from the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum, right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey. Praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 mile corner south of Maryville. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. And also from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest alumni and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, Missouri, manufacturer of steel tanks for storing petroleum products, chemicals, and solutions. More information about Houston's products is at jlhoustonco.com. And from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. Support also comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Also from Pizza Ranch at U.S. 71 and First Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the J.L. Houston Company.
Welcome back to our pregame before tonight's Central Region Championship game between Northwest Missouri State and Southwest Minnesota State at Bearcat Arena. Joined now by the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, it's all about playing for a regional championship here.
Oh, yeah. You know, we've been here before. I've been here for three seasons, and you know, this is our fourth, and it just shows kind of the level we've taken our program. We'd like to be able to get over the hump tonight and be able to cut down nets, and hopefully we can do that tonight. Hopefully we can get after them and just compete at a high level.
Coming off a very good game in the semifinals against Augustana, what were some of the keys to that particular matchup?
You know, I thought we were calm. You know, I thought that the first game we weren't very relaxed, and we probably tried to overcomplicate the game. And, you know, I think now that, you know, we've had one day to prepare, but you don't have a whole week to sit there and stew on it. So, you know, we're ready, we're prepared, and you know, we're just going to treat it like there's no one in the gym, almost like a practice, and see if we can get after them.
What are some of the keys to the matchup tonight with Southwest Minnesota?
Got to rebound. You got to rebound, limit their second chances. I think that you got to, it sounds simple enough, but you got to eliminate layups. They do a good job of getting layups. And, and then obviously guard the basketball with that. And hopefully we can do that all game.
That's something that you've been very successful in the past couple of weeks, limiting the other team's offensive rebounds, just one for Augustana the other night. What are the keys right now to making the improvements you've made on that side of things?
I think, honestly, the Missouri Southern game, when we got beat, probably helped us the most. You know, we played them the second time around, and they weren't guarding certain guys. And when you don't guard certain guys, it's like, well, you cut them, and you can do all kinds of things with them. But at the end of the day, what you really want to do is crash the offensive glass, because they won't box you out. And so we've just really started to crash them hard and get extra possessions, which has helped us drastically.
All right, well, Coach, good luck.
Thanks a lot, John.
Hey, Coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll be back. Have the starting lineups right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. And from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Bearcat Bookstore. The bookstore, located inside the J.W. Jones Student Union, is open Monday through Friday and offers Bearcat apparel for men, women, and children. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. And from Barnes Baker in Trenton and Chillicothe. With their full line of Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC cars and trucks, the professionals at Barnes Baker in Chillicothe have been serving their customers' automotive needs for 82 years. More at barnesbaker.com. Support also comes from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Browns offers boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Keen, and Merrill, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 582-4641. Also from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger also installs Ultimate Truck bed liners. More at 582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for today's game comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More information at 562-4657. And from the city of Maryville, home to Mazinga Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course and the newly opened Watson 9 Junior Course. More on Mazingo's golf offerings is at MazingoLake.com. Support also comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319. Also from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat pregame show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State and Southwest Minnesota State. The noise you hear in the background, the Southwest Minnesota State Mustangs retaking the floor for some final warm-ups. The Bearcats will be back out on the floor in just a moment. As we look at the starting lineups, first of all, for Southwest Minnesota State, one of the players that makes their team go is Ryan Brueggemann. He's a 6-foot sophomore from Pelican Rapids, Minnesota. He's coming off a 29-point performance against East Central in the semifinals on Sunday. He averages 15 points and 3 rebounds a game. Also at a guard, K.J. Davis, a 6'2 junior from Annandale, Virginia. The lone transfer in this program for the Mustangs. Davis averages nearly 10 points and 3 rebounds a game. He's in his first year with Southwest Minnesota State and has started 30 games this season. At a forward, Pernamon, a 6'4 junior from Lake Mills, Wisconsin. He started all 33 games, averaging 6 points and 5 rebounds a game. A very good offensive rebounder. Also at a forward is Michael Lee, a 6'6 sophomore from Dawson, Minnesota. He missed one game this season to injury. Otherwise, he's been a solid part of this lineup. Lee averaging 7 points and 3 rebounds a game. And as you might guess, the noise you're hearing from the background now, the Bearcat men's basketball team retaking the floor for their final warm-up in front of the packed house here at Bearcat Arena. Again, the post player for Southwest Minnesota State, Carter Kirk. Kirk is a 6'8 junior from Mountain Lake, Minnesota. Averages 10 points and 7 rebounds a game. He had just 6 points and 8 boards against East Central on Sunday. But he got in some foul trouble. Ended up had 4 fouls on the night and ended up setting for quite a bit in that matchup with East Central. And that meant that Mitch Wade got a lot of playing time inside. He's a 6'7 senior from Worthington, Minnesota. He's a strong offensive rebounder. He'll get a lot of minutes tonight as well. He's actually started 22 games this season for the Mustangs. And he averages 8 points and 6 rebounds a game. And he had 12 boards against East Central. And for the Bearcats, it's the lineup you've seen throughout this season. Justin Fitz at the point guard spot, 5'9 junior from Blue Springs, Missouri, averaging 20 points and 3 rebounds a game. Just yesterday named the Central Region Player of the Year, as well as a first-team All-Central Region performer. He's coming off 16 points and 8 assists against Augustana on Sunday night in the semifinals. Another guard is Anthony Woods, a 6'2 senior out of Kansas City, Missouri, averaging 8 points and 3 rebounds a game. He had 11 points against Augustana on Sunday evening. At a forward, Chris Eberendale, a 6'6 junior from Stavanger, Norway. Third-team All-NCAA performer, averaging 13 points and 6 boards a game. He had 12 points and 6 rebounds against Augustana. Also at a forward, Zach Snyder, a 6'7 senior out of Prairie Village, Kansas, averaging 10 points and 2 boards a game, the all-time leader in three-pointers made in the MIAA. Inside, Brett Doherty, a 6'7 junior from Omaha, Nebraska. He averages 7 points, 4 rebounds a game, coming off an 8-point performance against Augustana. Hit some early buckets inside to help set the pace for Northwest in that win over Augustana. Off work for Devontae Mosby to come off the bench and give the Bearcats a spark. 6'5 senior out of Independence, Missouri. Honorable mention, all-MIAA performer. He averages 8 points and 4 rebounds a game. So again, Northwest Missouri State and Southwest Minnesota State moments away from tip-off in this Central Regional Championship. The winner moves on to the Elite Eight next week in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. We're back. Get ready for the tip-off right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from South Falls Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Falls encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 582-7387. And from Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, providing brake and suspension work as well as a driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph, family owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546. Support also comes from Northwest Alumnus and Farmers Insurance Agent Kevin Hornick, providing insurance coverage packages to Bearcat fans for home, auto, health, life, and more. More information is available at bluespringsinsurance.com. Also from Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More at 660-582-7196.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Bittersweet Floral and Gifts at First and Main in Maryville. Offering flowers for all occasions, Bittersweet also provides wedding decor, gifts, and wrapping. More at bittersweetfloral.com or 660-582-5700. And from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com. Support also comes from Tiffany Care Centers. For 40 years, Tiffany has been caring for the people of Northwest Missouri in their homes or at one of their nursing and rehab centers in Oregon, Maryville, Mound City, or Rockport. More at tiffanycare.com. Also from King City Lumber, specializing in post-frame and all-steel construction, King City Lumber provides planning, design, and construction services for commercial and residential buildings. More information is at kingcitylumber.com.
You're listening to Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
It is standing room only at Bearcat Arena for the Central Regional Championship. Northwest Missouri State and Southwest Minnesota State. Bearcats coming in ranked number one in the latest NABC national poll. Southwest Minnesota State ranked number 18. In the region, the Bearcats the number one seed in the Central Region. Southwest Minnesota State the number two seed. Bearcats at 31-1 and the Mustangs at 28-5. With Matt Fritton and studio engineer Sean Nino, I'm John Coffey, and what an atmosphere here at Bearcat Arena. It just keeps getting better and better as we get closer to tip-off time.
Man, it was electric at 5:30. Now this place is ready to bust. If Northwest can come out, hit a couple buckets early, this team's going to be running a lot of momentum just from the crowd alone. Another fantastic crowd here, and hopefully they'll get their money's worth between the top two seeds in the region.
In November, there were 307 NCAA Division II teams looking to win a national championship. Now there are 15 teams right now playing tonight. They're getting ready to go to the Elite Eight this evening. One team has already punched their ticket to the Elite Eight. That is Chico State, which won last night in their Sweet 16 matchup with University of California, San Diego, winning that one 94-86. So the schools getting narrowed down just a little bit as they all want to end up in Sioux Falls, South Dakota next Wednesday.
Yeah, and that was a six seed upsetting a two seed in that matchup. So you really can't be too careful, but obviously at this point everybody's really good. There's a reason that Northwest is the top seed. The reason why Southwest Minnesota is number two in the region. And I just hope we'll get out here, get a good basketball game, and we see a game like we saw from Justin Pitts the other night. I think the Bearcats will be on a roll. He didn't score 33 that night. 16 points, 8 assists. No turnovers in the ballgame. The Bearcats did a great job of taking care of the basketball. And if they do that again tonight, they'll be on their way.
Before we get to the tip-off, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Bearcats again tonight in their white uniforms with the gray numerals and trimmed in green. And for Southwest Minnesota State, They come out in their powder gold uniforms with the white numerals trimmed in black. Officials for tonight's matchup, Ed Crenshaw, along with John Yorkovich and James Broom. And we're about ready to go. Jumping center for Northwest, Brett Doherty, the 6'7 junior. And he'll jump it up against Carter Kirk, the 6'8 junior. And the tip is controlled by Northwest as they go from our left to our right to start this game here at Bearcat Arena. Out top is Snyder. Looks right side for Pitts. Bounce pass into the right corner for Woods. Drives to the baseline. Into lane. Kicks it back out top for Endow. Right side for Woods. Face right. Goes left. Into lane. Now scoops the pass for Endow. Down the lane. Right side. Up the shot. Blocked away by Kirk. That's his 32nd of the season. And Southwest Minnesota State will go from our right to our left. Player to watch for Ryan Brueggemann across midcourt right side. He's guarded by Woods early on. Now the Bearcat man-to-man defense. Now switch off with the Doherty down the lane. They bring it up right through the lane. Whistle on the foul. Reach in as a pass ended up for K.J. Davis. He went down the lane, gets fouled as he went dribbling through. That'll be the first foul of this matchup. Then call for the foul, Justin Pitts. Mustangs will end on baseline right. Off the right side for Kirk. Now into the right corner. Brueggemann will bring it back out and set up the offense for the Mustangs. Dribbles out near midcourt through the jump ball circle. Right side pass finds Turner Mullen. Out in the right corner for Davis. Through the lane, muscle handle on the dribble ball. Loose on the floor, and a whistle and a foul. And this time Anthony Woods gets called for the foul, diving after the loose ball, and a collision with K.J. Davis right in front of Bearcat head coach Ben McCollum, and Ben not happy with the call.
Not happy with the call, and Anthony not doing anything intentional there. Go for the 50-50 ball, which Northwest seemed to win every 50-50 ball against Augustana. They kind of set the tone in that ball game, and you can't fault Anthony for the effort there.
No score yet. Press 30 on the shot clock for the Mustangs. Brueggemann off the right side. Goes out front left side for Davis. Now wants to drive past Pitts. Through the lane. Throws it up and it rims around and out. Rebound. Kirk, the putback is good. Carter Kirk.
Something we didn't see at all against Augustana was them pulling down offensive rebounds and getting putbacks. And early on, Southwest, that's a big first possession.
Pitts looks left side and down. Back out front left side Pitts. Looking at the man-to-man defense out of Southwest Minnesota State. They'll play some 2-3 zone as well. Between the circles, Pitts looks left side and down. Wide open on the wing. Goes low left for Doherty. Trying to post up with Kirk. Takes it in lane. Spins left. Up for the shot. Banks it. Misses it, but it's fouled. And Kirk will pick up his first foul. He got into some foul trouble in the semifinal round win over East Central. That was a 74-70 win for the Mustangs. Set some in that ball game. Doherty goes to the free throw line to shoot two. Brett, just a 41% shooter at the charity stripe this season. First one on the way, good. Bearcats down 2-1. 18:33 left in at the first half. Doherty, a 6'7 junior out of Omaha, Nebraska, will have one more free throw. Trying to tie this game up, and he does. Nothing but net with the free throw. Tied at two. Brueggemann, the sophomore at Pelican Rapids, Minnesota, will dribble across midcourt. Brueggemann, much like Pitts, not heavily recruited out of high school. A couple schools interested in him, and one of those was the Mustangs. In the lane right side for Mullen. Looks inside for Kirk. Ball stripped loose. Takes a bounce on the baseline. And long to Northwest Missouri State.
The Northwest might have caught a break there, saying it went out off Southwest, but like Justin Pitts kind of came through and swiped it. They're saying it must have went off of Michael Lee there before it went out.
2-2 ball game. Northwest was a chance to take the lead this trip down. Pitts fakes left, now accelerates down the lane, right side, banks it, misses it, but it was on a foul on the floor. This will come up on Southwest Minnesota State. This will go on K.J. Davis. That'll be his first. Matt Tritton, early on, it looks like officials calling things pretty tight.
Yeah, they are, and Northwest need to take advantage of that. You mentioned Carter Kirk getting a foul trouble. Find a way to get that big guy out of the game early.
Inbound right side and out between the circles for Pitts. Trying to get a screen by Woods. Drives the lane through the lane. Little runner from 13 feet. Rattles around. Out. Rebound tipped up in the air off the backboard. Still fought for. And finally, Kirk clears it away for Southwest Minnesota. Tied up at two. Winner moves on to the lead eight in Sioux Falls, South Dakota next Wednesday. Right side with the dribble is Mullen. At the elbow right side, Kirk. Looks right wing. Mullen once again will dribble once. Bounce pass out front. Kirk down the lane. Whistle. And the collision as he went through. And this foul coming up against Northwest. We're going to call this on Brett Doherty. That's his first. So third team foul on Northwest. And this will get Kirk to the free throw line, where he's a 62% shooter this year. 72 of 116. And he just tosses it up, takes a bounce high off the back of the rim and out.
Looks like that time around, Brett Doherty might have got caught between taking a charge or trying to go in and keep his feet moving, playing defense there. And a good call by the officials, but the way Northwest like to play defense and be a little bit physical in there, this foul's probably come back to bite him, especially if this game's called tight the entire way.
Kirk back to the free throw line is. Southwest Minnesota makes a couple substitution and misses the free throw, but the rebound tip in there, and Kirk corrals it at the free throw line, and Mustangs will set up the offense. Bergman looks on the right side, gets it to Mitchwick, now to the right corner, fadeaway three, rims around and out, rebound tapped out, controlled by Snyder for Northwest, as Schaefer from the far right corner misses the three. Again, Northwest with the chance to take the lead, this game tied up at two. Left side is Endow, scores up, wants the three, short, rebound tipped in the lane, and is controlled by Kirk for the Mustangs. Both teams a little tight early in this matchup. And tied up at two. Bergman met out front by Woods. Still one and one, now trying to get a screen, dribbles right side, pulls up, ball stripped loose, controlled by Bergman. As he double-teamed briefly, kicks it back out to the top of the key, now through the lane, spinning into the lane, was Bartlett up with a shot, hits the front of the rim and in. Joey Bartlett, who checked in moment ago, it's his first bucket of the game, and it's a 4-2 Mustangs lead over Northwest. To the top of the key, pitch dribbles left side, bounce pass low left for Doherty. And take a couple dribbles, spins low left in the blocks, now trying to find Endow, cutting through the lane, bobbles it, scoops the pass right side, Woods open, banks it up and in. And a 4-4 game, Northwest and Southwest Minnesota State. Bergman into the front court, goes right side, Bartlett. Hands off right to the top of the key as Schaefer spins to the free throw line, takes a 16-foot jumper out front with a left hand, nothing to have. Taylor Schaefer makes it a 6-4 Mustang lead over the Bearcats. Pitch to the top of the key, expires the dribble, looks right side Woods. He's picked up defensively by Kirk, now cross court left pits. Puts the screen out front by Doherty, baseline right for Woods, up for the shot, banks it high off the glass and down. Anthony Woods with 4 points. This game tied at six with 15:41 left in the first half. Bergman walks it between the dunk ball circle, dribbles right side. On the right wing, gets a pass Schaefer, cross court left side for Michael Lee. Now front left, Bergman dribbles between the circles, spinning the screen, whistle, and a foul. This one to go on Kirk this time, trying to set a screen out front. That'll be his second foul. So check that, his first. I think that should be a second, if I'm correct. I'm not sure if the score table is right down there. We'll double-check on that as we have a break in the action. 15:27 left in this first half. Northwest Missouri State 6, Southwest Minnesota 6. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. Right Bank is right at your fingertips, or at nvb.com, or at any of their 8 locations.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 582-8800.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. Find more at 660-582-2699.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM offers 10 locations and 46 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677.
Cats with the ball following the timeout. We're tied up at six in the Central Regional Championship. Left side, Woods. Dribble sort of the left corner. Now up front goes right side for Snyder. Between the circles, pits. Has to go left side as this Southwest Minnesota team has dropped into a 2-3 zone now. Through the lane, Woods. Fade away. Shot blocked away by Kirk. Picked up by Woods. Grand the shot clock. Finds Pitts. A long three from the right wing. Misses too hard. Ball didn't hit the rim. So a shot clock violation. And the Mustangs will bring down.
Man, you got to credit Southwest Minnesota State's defense here early on. They're doing a good job. We've talked throughout the postseason. Christy Buendow has at times been hot and cold. Really not sure. They're giving him some room if he wants to take some shots. Anthony Woods not great around the perimeter either. And they're kind of packing in, making it tough for the Bearcats to get in the paint.
Bergman goes into the left corner, finds Mullen, brings it out front. Wide open three at the top, rattles around and out, taken and missed out front. And Northwest Missouri State will have it. Bartlett misses that three from the top of the key. Cats with it to the top of the key. Goes Pitts, dribbles right side. Now finds it the free throw line, Woods, left side and down. One dribble back to Pitts out front. It's a screen by Mosley. Back to Endell. Left wing. Again, they give him some room. He'll drive the lane left side. Banks it. Misses it. Rebound tip. And Endell will bring it down. Now gets it right at the elbow for Woods. Endell. Lots of low right for Mosley. Trying to post up with Bergman. A little bit of a height mismatch. To give it out front for Endell. Now back to Mosley. As he tries to make a little post move, gets called for a travel. As Bartlett check off on him inside. And the violation will give it to Northwest as Ryan Welty checks in for Northwest and Woods goes to the sideline.
Probably not a situation you see there with Devontae traveling, but you could think before that in Dow's open, take that shot in stride, but you wonder, does he second-guess himself? They're giving him some room. He's missed a little bit early already.
Out front left side, Bergman to the left wing. Out between the circles, Bartlett. Hands off right side, Schaefer. Looks to Bartlett into the right corner. Takes a big dribble through the lane on Schneider. Up with a left-handed runner. Won't go. Rebound inside and down for Northwest. Again, we are tied at six. Both teams a little cool in this first half. Right side Pitts on the right wing. Cross court left side and down. Out of direction traffic. Finds Pitts out between the circles. 15 on the shot clock. Cross court right side for Schneider. High post right, Mosby turns, faces the bucket, drives on Bartlett into the lane, back pedals, up for the little shot, banks it in. Mosby with the left-handed back, and Northwest Missouri State has the lead for the first time tonight, 8-6, as they lead Southwest Minnesota. Bergman, dribbling right side, wants to drive on Mosby down the lane, ball stretch loose by Mosby, out of bounds on the baseline, right underneath the bucket, it'll belong to Southwest Minnesota. 8-6, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. K.J. Davis back in the game, and Schaefer goes to the sideline for head coach Brad Bigler of Southwest Minnesota. Two-point Bearcat lead. Bergman wants the inbound baseline right and brings it out right side for Mitch Wigg, who's in. Back to Bergman, through the lane he goes. Runner, as he tosses it up, and misses it. Rebound in down for Northwest. Cats trying to build on their two-point lead with 15:56 left in the first half. Pitts to the top of the key. Passes left side, Schneider turns, takes the long three. It's a short, might have been just deflected a bit. Fighting on the baseline, and Dell saves it in bounds in the right corner, tosses out front, ball tipped into the backcourt. Chasing after it is Davis, who belonged to Northwest.
And even if Chris isn't hitting tonight, the fact that he's making some of those hustle plays, pulled down tough rebounds, keeping a play alive like that for the Bearcats to keep possession, that's big. But at this point, though, 11 seconds on the shot clock, got to keep that in mind as the Bearcats inbound.
Mosby to the bench, Doherty back into the ballgame. Inbound to Pitts. Coach Ben McCollum telling Pitts to rush it into the front court. Gets set with seven on the shot clock. Guarded by Davis out front. Launches a long three. Too hard. Rebound tip by Wilty. Chased down right side by Schneider. Good hustle by Ryan. Now he gets a pass back from Schneider. Back right side. They go into the corner for Endow. Down through the lane. Trying to go low for Doherty. Leading him on the baseline. Entering the bucket. Doherty wasn't there. Ball out of bounds. Turnover gives it to the Mustangs. And I think both teams playing a little tight in this first half. 8-6, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. 12-16 left in this one, in the first half. Bergman between the circles, goes left side. Cross court right, gets it to Schaefer down the line. Back left side, Bergman, a shot fake. Wants to go low left for Wigg. Wants to post up with Doherty in the lane. Right-handed push shot in front of the rim. No rebound, and the putback is good. Torrey Bartlett crashes the board and comes up with it. Bartlett, a good offensive rebounder, ties this game up at eight. That's a strength of this Southwest Minnesota team, going to the offensive boards. And we're tied up at eight. Right side and down on the wing. Finds Welty, the true freshman, out front, top of the key Pitts. Pulls up the dribble left side, in the left corner and down. Guarded by Wigg. Goes back out left side to the wing. Out through the lane he goes. Drives right side. Kicks it right side. Gets it to Welty. A three on the way off the front of the rim. Rebound. Doherty with one hand on the baseline. Tosses it back out front. Good job by Doherty. with his left hand, able to come down with the rebound and quickly throw it out top. Pitts off the right side. Down the lane he goes as he drives. A little bump out front and a foul. This one to go on Southwest Minnesota. This goes on Bartlett. That'll be his first. Then we're tied at 8 with 11-16 left in the first half. Northwest and Southwest Minnesota. We'll be back to Bearcat Arena right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prairie House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, Missouri, manufacturer of steel tanks for storing petroleum products, chemicals, and solutions. More information about Houston's products is available at jlhoustonco.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Barnes Baker in Trenton and Chillicothe. With their full line of Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC cars and trucks, the professionals at Barnes Baker in Chillicothe have been serving their customers' automotive needs for 82 years. Learn more at BarnesBaker.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at U.S. 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at PizzaRanch.com.
Now the timeout. Pitch drives down the lane. Left side misses the runner. The rebound, the Mustangs, were tied up at 8, 10:57 left in the first half of the Central Regional Championship at Bearcat Arena. Southwest Minnesota with it. Bergman out front, guarded by Woods, back into the ballgame. Dribbles behind the back to the free throw line. Through the lane he goes, kicks it to the left wing. Finds Mullen, now low left side. Kurt trying to post up, brings it out to the top of the key. Bergman, shot clock at 8 seconds. 10.5 minutes left in the first half. Bergman drives the lane on Welty. Through the lane, up for the shot, banks it and hits it. Bergman with his first bucket of the game, and it's a 10-8 Mustang lead over Northwest. 10:25 left in the first half. Pitts at the top of the key, dribbles left side. Guarded by Bergman, pulls up, high post left 40, back at Pitts left side. Long three on the way, nothing but the end. Pitts with his first bucket of the game, gives Northwest the 1-point lead, 11-10.
Well, Dustin needed that one, had a few floaters, but wouldn't fall for him. Steps back, knocks down a deep three, and gets the crowd right back into it.
Bergman off the left side to the top of the key, works into the right corner. Now driving through the lane, spinning right side, Lee turns, takes a different one, go rebound, tapped out front by Kirk, and it's picked up by Bergman, and Southwest Minnesota will set up the offense once again. A 1-point Bearcat lead. Bergman dribbles between the circles on Woods, right side pass for Kirk, back to Bergman, Kirk sets the screen, Bergman is a 3, nothing but net, way up beyond the arc on the right side.
After watching these two point guards all weekend long, now finally claim each other, this ball game might be come down to who's better tonight, Pitts or Brueggemann.
13-11, Mustangs in front of the Bearcats. Off the left side, Pitts gets a screen by Doherty. Dribbles between the circles. Southwest Minnesota back to man-to-man after playing a 2-3 zone. Pitts drives the lane, finds Woods cutting in the bucket, lays it up and in off the right side. Tied at 13, 9-10 left in the first half. Brueggemann will slowly walk it across midcourt, again met by Woods. Trying to get a screen out front by Mullen. Pulls up, takes a jumper at the top of the key, rims around and out, rebound, tip goes out of bounds, will belong to Northwest. Wilty trying to fight for the rebound with Mullen, goes off Mullen out of bounds, and the Bearcats will inbound. Mosby into the ball game, Xavier Kurth in for Northwest. Also back in, Joy Bartlett for Southwest Minnesota. Fitz handling the point duties, they walk it across midcourt. Now takes it between the circles, met by K.J. Davis. Gats with four players along the baseline. Now they'll break out of that, slipping out from Mosby to set a screen as Pitts drives the lane right side. Runner up off the glass, won't go, whistle and foul. Pitts knocked to the floor. He will get to the free throw line as Carter Kirk picks up his second foul.
Well, I know you and I talked a lot going into this basketball game just the days previous that with Justin Pitts going against some of these bigger players from Southwest Minnesota State, his athleticism, his quickness, he might be able to beat a lot of these guys if he can find a way to get to the hoop and kind of clear out that lane a little bit. Early on, we've seen him have that opportunity, just hasn't hit too many of those shots early. But after knocking down that three-pointer out of the free throw line, hopefully he kind of gets going.
It's the first free throw. We'll have a second. 85% shooter at the line this year. Second one good as well. And Northwest in front 15-13 with 8:35 left in the first half. Mustangs with it off the right side with the dribble is Bartlett. Now to Davis. Drives the lane left side. Pulls up the dribble at the elbow. Finds Bergman on the left wing. Shot clock at 15. Bergman through the lane right side. Scoots it out front right for Bartlett. Gets called for a travel. Trying to drive on first. Travel violation will give it to the Bearcats. Both these teams did a good job taking care of the basketball. That's just the second turnover for the Mustangs in this first half. 15-13, Northwest Missouri State in front. Snyder looks left side, Kurth near the sideline, out between the circles, Pitts. Dribbles left side. Bartlett picks him up now, and he will drive past Bartlett to the bucket. This is the left side for Kurth. A little hesitation, move up for the shot, fouled. He'll get to the free throw line. Missed the shot, but Kurth will go to the charity stripe.
And once again, that opportunity for a bucket comes from Justin Pitts, finding a way to get into the lane, drawing that defense.
Dory Bartlett will pick up his second foul. Then a player comes off the bench and gets a lot of minutes for the Mustangs. Kurth at the line, a 78% shooter, coming back after an ankle injury late in the season. His free throw misses off the right. Kurth, a 78% shooter on the season at the line. Davis goes to the sideline. Schaefer back in for the Mustangs. 15-13, Northwest holding on to the two-point lead. 8:02 left in the first half. Kurth, second free throw, got it. Now Endow wants to check in for Northwest. Takes the place of Ryan Welty. Three-point Bearcat lead, 16-13. Just over 8 minutes left in the first half. Bergman lost midcourt, met by Pitts out front. Dribbles off the right side. Now goes cross-court left for Bartlett. Endow gives him a little bit of room. Go left side, Kirk. Spins left side on Mosby. Banks it, misses it. Mosby clears the rebound for Northwest. That's with a chance to add to their three-point lead with 7:39 left in the half. Pitts walks it across the Bearcat ball at midcourt, goes right side, finds Snyder. Now Dendell out between the circles, Pitts once again. Steps up, wants the long three, rims around and out. Rebound inside, pulled away by the Mustangs and Carter Kirk. Three-point Bearcat lead. Bergman will slow it up for the Mustangs as he'll walk it across the timeline. Dribbles in front of the Bearcat bench, right in front of head coach Ben McCullum. He'll take it to the free throw line, pulls up 15-foot jumper out front, got it. Bergman with 8 points, and it's a one-point game. Northwest in front, 16-15. Pitch now across the midcourt right side to the free throw line. Through the lane, the runner on the way, got it, nothing to add. And Pitts with 7 points. Three-point Bearcat lead, 6:50 left in the first half. Bergman into the front court left in front of the scorer's table. Brings it free throw line, steps in the lane, 14-foot jumper is good. Bergman beginning to heat up. He's got 10 points, coming off a 29-point performance against East Central on Sunday. 2-3 zone, now the Mustangs this trip down, right side and out. At the elbow right, Mosby. Top of the key, Pitts. Back in down, right corner, Mosby. Takes it in the lane, bounce pass underneath the bucket for Kurth, brings it out front, four and down, now two Pitts open, top the key three, too hard, long rebound, the elbow left side, four and down, pushes it to Snyder and catches another 30 on the shot clock. 6:14 left in the half, now Pitts down the lane, dishes right side, Kurth racing to the board, puts it up, in and a foul! And that's number three on Kurth. We have a break in the action. 6:10 left in the first half. Northwest 20, Southwest Minnesota 17. We'll be back to Bearcat Arena right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni Arjo Smith and Greg Wilson. National Investors provides classes on legal documents and 401k alternatives. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Kerr threw his foul before the timeout, hit the shot. You'll have a chance now to hit a free throw, make it a three-point trip down the floor. Northwest in front, 20-17 as they lead the Mustangs. Matt Trenton, I'm John Coffey, our studio engineer tonight, Sean Needham. At the line, Kerr, free throw too hard, and the rebound inside, pulled down by Bartlett for Southwest Minnesota. 20-17, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Bergman from our right to our left will walk it across the 10-second line. Pitts gives him some room. Gets a screen out front by Mullen. Now checking off for Snyder. He picks him up. Passport drives down the lane. Shot rejected by Snyder. And it'll belong to Northwest as it goes off Bergman as he is standing on the baseline.
You don't see that too often, do you? He's great at closing out. He'll hang with the guard, but you don't see too many blocked shots from Zach Snyder. But what a big one right there.
Snyder with his eighth of the season, a three-point Bearcat lead, 20-17. 2-3 zone out of the Mustangs as Pitts takes it to the top of the key. Looks right side, finds Woods, now to Pitts out front right. Bounce pass free for line Mosby. They give him some room, scoops the pass back to Pitts, back to Mosby, into the lane. Just calls for a travel, trying to put a move on Mitch Wigg in the middle of that 2-3 zone, and the turnover gives it to Southwest Minnesota State. 20-17, Northwest holding on to the three-point lead with 5.5 minutes left in the first half. Bergman in front of the scores table off the left side, dribbles to the left wing, picked up by Woods, pulls up, looks left side on the wing for Mullen. He'll drive on Snyder down the lane left side. Now dribbles back up near the elbow, through the lane, kicks the right side on the wing, a three put up by Bartlett, won't go, rebound inside Northwest. Playing the board, Justin Pitts. Cats again with a chance to end with their three-point lead. Pitts to the top of the key. Getting a double screen out front, dribbles to the left wing. Now goes low left four and out. Trying to post up, takes it into lane, finds it, cutting inside Woods, back out in doubt at the top of the key, wide open, takes the three, and it rattles around it out. Wig inside with the rebound for the Mustangs. Cats having a little bit of trouble out on the perimeter. It's a three-point Bearcat lead, 20-17. Bergman to the top of the key, drives on Woods, free throw line, bounce past baseline, right wing. Picked up by Mosby, and he gets called for a travel. Trying to put a move on Devontae. Still a three-point Bearcat lead, 20-17, 4:34 left in the first half. The winner moves into the lead eight next Wednesday in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Pitts across the timeline, looks at the 2-3 zone. Elbow for Woods, left corner and Dow. Now to Snyder, back in Dow. Woods through the lane, brings it back out to Snyder. Quick pass left side, Pitts, shot clock's at 14, screen by Woods. Pitts at the top of the key, drives the lane right, stops, pops from 15, rattles around out, rebound inside, pulled away by the Mustangs. Ball just not dropping right at the moment for Northwest. Bergman to the top of the key, looks on the right side, Schaefer drives to the baseline, cut off, skips across court left side for Mullen on the wing, three rolls out, rebound Northwest. Pitts will clear it for the Cats, still a 20-17 Northwest lead, neither team's, you know, hit the bucket last few possessions, bounce pass low, baseline for Woods, drives ball, skipped out of bounds. Off the knee of Woods, out of bounds, and it belongs to Southwest Minnesota.
We have a timeout on the floor.
And a break in the action with 3:48 left in the first half. It's Northwest Missouri State 20 and Southwest Minnesota 17. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Bearcat Bookstore. The bookstore, located inside the J.W. Jones Student Union, is open Monday through Friday and offers Bearcat apparel for men, women, and children. We're at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers footwear from New Balance, Nike, Brooks, Asics, and Birkenstock, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641. 20-17, Northwest Missouri State in front of Southwest Minnesota. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Matt Trenton, I'm John Coffey. Matt, both teams struggling from three-point range.
Yeah, the Bearcats starting the game 1 of 9, while Southwest Minnesota State is 1 of 6. And, you know, the Mustangs not great from shooting from deep, but the Bearcats, the calling card for them has been their ability to shoot the three-pointers, specifically when you have the program's all-time leading three-point shooter on the club. But what's in the Bearcats' favor right now, not only out-rebounding Southwest Minnesota State, but 7 of the Bearcats' 16 rebounds on the offensive end.
20-17, Northwest with the three-point lead, 3:43 left in the first half. Mustangs with it across the timeline. Brigham picked up by Pitts, now gets a screen out front, now drives through the lane, kicks it back left side for Bartlett. He set that screen, he's guarded by Endow with 14 on the shot clock, takes it in the lane, the double team kind of comes over, shoots the ball loose, and it's grabbed though out front by Moen. Pulls up at the free throw line, right side, takes the jumper, and it rims around and out. Wolfie clears the rebound for Northwest. Wolte has really done a great job on the boards since that Lincoln game in the MIAA postseason tournament. He let a couple get stripped out of him, but since then it has not happened. Now Snyder left side three, long three won't go, and the rebound pulled up at the free throw line by Brigham for Southwest Minnesota State. Still a three-point Bearcat lead, 20-17. Brigham pulls up, free throw line, left jumper, got it. Kind of breaks the drought for both teams. It's a one-point game. Northwest in front, 21-19. 2:50 left in the half. Pitch to the top of the key. Gets a screen by Doherty out front. Now drives the lane right side. Takes a little jumper. Got a 12-foot jumper off the right side with that little right-handed push shot. It's a 22-19 Northwest lead. 2.5 minutes left in the half. Bergman to the top of the key. Drives the lane left side. Stripped loose by Snyder. And it comes to Pitts. And here comes Northwest in transition. Pitts will dribble to the right side. Mustangs got back on defense, and Northwest will set up the offense. Pitts to the top of the key. Spires the dribble, cross-court right side, and Dale. 20 on the shot, and Dale high post right, Doherty. Out between the circle, Pitts. Drives left side, through the lane, little runner, on the way, got it. A little teardrop as he went. Left side puts Pitts in double figures with 11 points, 24-19. Northwest Missouri State in front, under 2 minutes. Left in a half, Bearcat fans standing as Brigham will take it across midcourt left side. As he dribbles left, brings it out to the top of the key. Davis makes right, goes left, and left, stripped away by Snyder once again. And they're going to whistle and call a foul. Oh my, 33, Zach Snyder gets called for the foul. That will be his first.
Looked like he scooped that one out pretty clean. And honestly, it got so loud at that point, I didn't even hear the whistles. I thought he was about to go in transition until I saw the reaction on his face.
24-19, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Timeout with 1:44 left. We'll keep it right here. Well, that's an unfortunate map from the standpoint of momentum. Fans were into it. Had that steal by Snyder held, and they had a breakaway the other way, and you talk about a momentum changer there.
Oh, yeah, especially whenever you've been in such an offensive drought. You got a couple buckets from Justin Pitts. You're up to a 5-point lead. You're feeling good. The crowd's into it. You get a breakaway, whether it's a transition three-pointer, Kristen Dowdunk, something like that to really set this place off. They could send this game in the complete other direction in a hurry, but instead that foul really slams the brakes on. Now the timeout for Southwest Minnesota State to kind of regroup here with 1:44 left in the half.
Just the fourth team foul on Northwest. Mustangs was 7. 24-19. Northwest Missouri State in front. Brigham will inbound, baseline left. Lobs it, left side. Finds Wig, now back to Brigham. As the Mustangs set up the offense. Bearcat fans, including the Bearcat football team, to our right into this ballgame. Cross court right side pass. Gets it to lead to the baseline. Cut off by Snyder. Out front right side wing is elbow, guarded by Doherty. Shot clock at 11. Into the lane, turn around. Hook shot misses. He got tipped out front. Hustling after left side was Davis. Little left side wing. Now out front throws it away. Trying to get it to Bergman. Ball will go into the backcourt and out of bounds.
24-19. Northwest in front, 1:15 left in the first half of the Central Regional Championship. It's round of 16 in NCAA Division II National Tournament. Winner wants to head on to Sioux Falls, South Dakota next Wednesday. Pitts at the top of the key. Drives the lane right. Now back pedals. Now front for Doherty. Hands off back to Pitts. Down lane right he goes. Banks it. Misses it. Rebounding lane. Controlled by Bartlett for the Mustangs. Still a 24-19 Northwest lead. Under a minute left in at this first half. Davis on the right side. Brigham. Now front right. Gets it to Bartlett. And a travel violation. And that turnover gives it to Northwest.
Southwest turned the ball over seven times here in this first half.
Northwest with four out of the first half. Doherty right side. Welty out front for Pitts. 42 seconds left on the half. Pitts left side kicks it out front. Snyder. Now to Doherty out of a weave. Cross court left for Pitts. 36 in the half. 13 on the shot clock. Left corner four and down. Dribbles to the left elbow. Back to Pitts. Long three from the left sideline. Rims out. Rebound tipped up there. And it's controlled by Davis for Southwest Minnesota. Fighting with that rebound with Welty. Now with 22 seconds left in the half. Northwest up 24-19. Bergman crosses the timeline. Looks back at his coach, Brad Bigler. And now Mustangs spread out their offense. Looking for the last shot. Down to 9 seconds. Bergman top of the key. Tries the lane, goes up for the shot, misses it with 3 seconds left. Welty clears the rebound. Now to Pitts, pushes it out left side, will dribble out the clock. And that's the end of a hard-fought first half in the Central Region Championship. Bearcats going to the locker room at halftime in front, 24-19 over Southwest Minnesota State. We'll be back to Bearcat Arena right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More at 660-853-2319.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More info available at 562-7562 or MarylandMoRealEstate.net.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More information is available at 660-241-5001.
Today's game is underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
We're back at Bearcat Arena, the site of the Central Regional Championship in the round of 16 of the NCAA Division II National Tournament. Northwest Missouri State in front of the Mustangs from Southwest Minnesota State 24-19. For Matt Tritton and Central Engineer Sean Nino, I'm John Coffey. And Matt, this is a hard-fought first half, and neither team really able to get a lot of momentum going.
Yeah, I mean, between just the teams both coming out tight, then you put on top that both are playing pretty lockdown defense there early on. Neither team shooting particularly well, but still an entertaining first half. And when you look at it, I mean, Southwest still one of six from three-point range, Northwest one of 11. If either of those teams can get hot in the second half, that can make a huge difference.
And both teams doing a pretty good job on the board. That was an emphasis coming into this game for Northwest, especially limiting the offensive boards for Southwest Minnesota State. They probably have a few too many out of the first half with five, but Cats out rebounding of the Mustangs by two at halftime, 18-16.
Yeah, something we've kind of seen all postseason long, the Bearcats getting after it on the glass, especially that defensive glass. And a few times with the size of Southwest Minnesota State has, the ball's bounced their way, but the Bearcats are getting after it. And you figure in Northwest also has seven offensive rebounds, probably maybe even a few more than they expected to have at the break.
Northwest up at halftime, 24-19 over Southwest Minnesota State. When we come back, we'll talk with the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team, Rich Wright. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats on radio comes from King City Lumber. Their post-frame and all-steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about planning, design, and construction is at kingcitylumber.com.
Support for today's game comes from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering automatic entrances, electronic security systems, as well as service and repair locking, hinging, and closer hardware. More at 582-3131 or in store at 5th and Buchanan or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Houston Polytank in Hopkins, Missouri. Houston Polytank's plastic tanks provide storage solutions for the food, chemical, ag, and mining industries. More information about the company's products is at HoustonPolytank.com.
Welcome back to Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State, in front of Southwest Minnesota State, 24-19 at the half. And joined now by the head coach of the Bearcat football team, Rich Wright. And Rich, one of the things that's fun about postseason play is how the other athletes in the different sports really get behind whatever team is going into the postseason play. And you look at your football team right now, they are well represented and cheering hard for this in this game.
Yeah, it was awesome. We decided to cancel practice for spring practice today and decided to come out as a team and support our men's basketball program. We've had so many people support us over the years, and just as a way to thank them for such a great run that they've had this year and throw our full support their direction. So we had dinner over in the Navy Room underneath the stadium and then made the walk over here and stood in line to get in and try and take over the north end of the stadium over here. So it's been fun.
And you look over there, they're having some fun in this first half. Right?
They are. They're having a good time. They know how to cheer at a basketball game. So it's been fun for all of us.
And let's just talk about spring ball again. That got underway, I think, March 1st. You're well into that right now. What are some things you're trying to get going this year in the spring football?
You know, probably the biggest thing is we have we graduated so many seniors and so many kids that were multiple year starters. We're just kind of trying to find our identity right now. Got a lot of young kids competing for positions. Some of our older kids are having those off-season surgeries and things like that. So, you know, we're just kind of finding our way a little bit with guys that don't have a whole lot of experience. So it's been a learning process each and every day, but we're improving.
Well, when things first got started for you in spring ball, weather was pretty good, but it's kind of turned a little rough here for you.
Yeah, boy, somebody wasn't looking out for us. It started out, I thought we were going to have a great spring, and then all of a sudden it turned cold on us. But that's okay. We just remind them that's always our reward for playing late in the season, too. So.
Taking over as head coach right after the national championship game, and really didn't have a lot of time to really enjoy the national championship before I got right into it with recruiting.
Yeah, it was such a whirlwind kind of deal, because we finished up on Saturday night and we took Sunday off and we started recruiting on Monday, and it's kind of been nonstop ever since. But you know, my life has been made a lot easier because of the staff that I've been able to keep around. And those guys, are such a rock and so great to lean on that it's made my job a lot easier.
When it comes to recruiting, how much of a factor does it help when you can point to some of the other sports that have a lot of success, such as this men's basketball team right now, and you see this kind of atmosphere when you bring them in for basketball games? I know you had a lot of recruits in for some of the big home games that Northwest has in football, too, but what overall the success this athletic department has, how's that help just recruiting players for your program?
I think it enhances everything, because it's an opportunity for kids that are from out of town to come in and just see how this community of 12,000 people supports this athletics program when you win. And, it's just impressive. It really is. It was so much fun for me. You know, I came downstairs, I'm working today, it's 3:00 in the afternoon, and there's people lined up outside the arena getting ready for this basketball game. We walked over at about 5:20 and people are outside the building lined up trying to get in. And I mean, I just think it speaks volumes about the type of community that we have and the support that they give us.
Hey, it's so neat to be able to host this region. So many years Northwest has gone on the road at the end of the basketball season to go to regionals, and it's neat to see the electricity going on around town and in this gym for this region.
It really is. You know, Coach Mack has done such an unbelievable job with this basketball program. He's really built it each and every year, getting a little better and a little better, and I'm just so proud of those guys and the work that they've put in. It's tremendous. It's fun to watch these kids because they're our kind of guys. They're lunch pail guys. They show up every day. They work hard. We watch them. I have a lot of respect for these kids and what they do.
Let's just quickly talk about what's left with spring ball, and then tell us about what's going to take place with the spring game coming up.
Yeah, well, we've got 2 days left two days left this week, and then we take Friday off to let them go on spring break. We finish up with a full week of practice, and then have a spring game on Saturday. Prior to the spring game, we're going to have our first ever youth camp, and we're looking forward to that. Our players are actually going to run that with a little bit of help from us, and it's for K through 6, and we're looking forward to trying, you know, give back to the community and teach some young kids how to play football Bearcat style.
I think that's one thing that's impressive, not only your football team, but the different athletic teams here as well, is how they really relate to the kids in the community and seem to enjoy that time when they get a chance to either after games or during the week or whatever to maybe talk to the kids here.
It's so neat for our kids. You know, one thing we talk about in the recruiting process is to the people, you know, the young people in this community or in this region, you are the big show in town. And it's fun when those kids come up to them after games and stuff. And so I think our players just naturally gravitate back towards them, and they really enjoy the interaction. I think our kids get as much out of it as the young ones do.
All right, well, Rich, thanks a lot for being with us here at halftime, and it's been fun watching your team enjoy this game as well.
Oh, we're going to get loud in the second half. Looking forward to a big Bearcat win. Take care, John.
All right, that's Rich Wright, the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team. We'll be back. Take a look at the halftime totals right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from St. Joe Harley-Davidson at exit 44 on I-29. Offering Harley-Davidson accessories for the home and motor clothes for men, women, and kids. More information is at stjoeharleydavidson.com. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More online at rogersrxmv.com. Support also comes from Lane's Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Also from King City Lumber, their post-frame and all-steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about planning, design, and construction is at kingcitylumber.com.
Support for today's game comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville. And from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installations. More at carpetplus.com. Support also comes from Maryville Daily Forum, providing local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday, and news updates throughout the day at MarylandDailyForum.com. More at 562-2424. Also from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
The Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest 24, Southwest Minnesota State 19, as the Mustangs taking a four. It's a round of boos by the Northwest fans here. Northwest again up 24-19 at that. As we look at some of the totals here at halftime, and now the Bearcats come out onto the floor. Northwest shooting 34.6% from the field, 9 of 16, just 1 of 11 on three-pointers. That from the top team in the MIAA in three-point shooting percentage on the year, shooting about 43% and just 9% out of the first half at free throw line, 5 of 7 for Northwest. For Southwest Minnesota, 9 of 24 from the field, 37.5% from there. They're just 1 of 6 on three-pointers. They're not as smart in a three-point shooting team as Northwest. They're 10th in the Northern Sun in a three-point shooting percentage. And for Southwest Minnesota, 0 for 2 at the free throw line. Rebounding totals, as we talked about earlier in the half, fairly equal. Northwest with 18 and the Mustangs with 16. Turnovers, 4 for Northwest and 7 for the Mustangs. And individually, one player in double figures for Northwest. That's Justin Pitts with 11 points. He also has 3 assists out of the first half. 5 rebounds for Chris Ebu and Dow to lead the team on the boards. And for Southwest Minnesota, one player in double figures, Brian Bergerman. He has 11 points and he has no assists out of the first half. One of the big keys in the half, though, on the boards, Carter Kirk, the post player for the Mustangs, he has 7 rebounds out of that first half. That's the way the totals look here at halftime. We'll be back to ready for second half play right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from St. Joe Harley-Davidson at exit 44 on I-29 in St. Joseph, offering new and pre-owned bikes, parts, accessories, service, and custom work. More information is at stjoeharleydavidson.com. And from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon, representing Golden Harvest Corn and Encase Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at millendinsdaleseed.com. Support also comes from Northwest Campus Dining, operating 6 restaurants on the Northwest Campus, including Chick-fil-A, Starbucks, Papa John's, Einstein Brothers Bagels, Zen Japanese, and Bearcat Commons. Locations and hours are at nwcampusdining.com. Also from East Hill Shopping Center at the Belton Frederick in St. Joseph. As a regional destination to shop, dine, and play, East Hills features over 50 stores and restaurants, including Texas Roadhouse and Golden Corral. More at shopeasthills.com.
Okay. Support for the Halftime Report comes from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln and Maryville.
Halftime coming to a close. Northwest in front of Southwest Minnesota State, 24-19. Matt Trin, Studio Engineer Sean Nino. I'm John Coffey. Matt, Southwest Minnesota came to town in the first game in the quarterfinals there. You look on the bench, you almost have to do a little bit of a double take, as one of their student assistant coaches is Joel Wallace, who's the brother of a former Bearcat, and Matt Wallace, and there is an awful lot of similarity between those two guys.
You know, the funny part, before you even realize there's a relationship between Joel and Matt, or even know that Matt's in the building, you're like, man, he looks really familiar. But then you kind of start to scan the crowd, and you see Matt Wallace on the other side. And at first, I'm like, why is Matt Wallace wearing a Southwest Minnesota State shirt? But up until this point, Matt, since he played for Northwest and was a part of the first two of this current four-game Sweet 16 run that they're on, you know, a great Bearcat point guard that we got to witness here. Rooting for his brother's team the first two ball games of the tournament, but now that they're playing Northwest, Matt, back on the right side of things for the Bearcats tonight.
Oh, you know, once a Bearcat, always a Bearcat.
That's right.
Southwest Minnesota State will inbound and go from our left to our right. Bearcats in front, 24-19. Bergman will dribble on the right side. Out front right for Davis. Takes it to the free throw line, guarded by Pitts, and brings it back out. 20 on the shot clock. Cross court right, Bergman. Guarded by Woods. Out near midcourt to spread things out. Bergman dribbles right side and double team with Doherty. Now they go left side. Shot up and missed by Kirk. Fight for the rebound. Inside and down will clear for Northwest. 24-19. Northwest in front. Cats in the second half from our right to our left at Bearcat Arena. Out front Woods down the lane. He goes, drives, and misses the layup. And the rebound pulled away inside by Kirk for Southwest Minnesota. Across midcourt, right side, Bergman. Cats in the man-to-man defense. Hands off out of the weave to Davis. Sets up on the right wing. Expires the dribble. Now they give it back to Davis. He drives the lane, misses the layup. But the putback is good by Carter Kirk. Kirk with 4 points. And it's a 24-21 Northwest Missouri State lead. It's out to the top of key, guarded by Davis as the Mustangs back in man-to-man defense, placing 2-3 out of the first half. Woods, left side and down. Back out to Pitts, right side. Slot clock's at 16. 8:52 left in the game. Pitts dribbles near the right sideline. Trying to work a screen by Endow. Now will drive the lane as he goes through the lane. A little touch foul out front. And foul coming up on Southwest Minnesota State. Michael Lee will get called for the foul. That'll be his first, team's first.
And as Justin's looking to get to the rim, does a little hesitation move, and Lee thinks he's going to shoot. Took a step out, and as Pitts drove by him, Lee had no choice but to put his hands on, try to slow him down.
Baseline right, Woods will inbound for Northwest. All the way out front right for Doherty. Hands off to and down. Throw a dribble top the key. Give it back to Pitts right side. Chased by Davis. Now to Woods. Top of the key. Gets it to Snyder. Scoops the pass and down. Back right side, Woods. 16 on the shot clock. Woods drives the lane right. Pulls up at the elbow right side. Doherty hands off back to Pitts. Down to 10 on the shot clock. Pitts will drive through the lane to the bucket. Left-handed layup. Up and in as he weaves his way through the big guns inside.
There's a postseason Justin Pitts we've been waiting to see tonight. Getting by about three defenders before laying that one up.
26-21. Northwest up. Couple minutes into this second half. Bergman down the lane on Woods. Drives, banks it, misses it. Rebound in down for Northwest. Now we'll hand off to Pitts. And he'll slowly take it across the 10-second line. Dribbling through the Bearcat ball. Goes right side. Gets around the wing for in down. Out front for Snyder. He's been held scoreless so far. Cross court left side, Woods. Out front for Pitts. Making a screen by Doherty. Top of the key. Backpedals with eight on the shot clock. Pulls up, takes the long three up front. Misses and a long rebound with elbow left side. Brigham for Southwest Minnesota. 26-21, Northwest in front. Brigham out near the jump ball circle. Guarded by Woods, who keeps up after Engel. Dribble left side, now to the wing. Top of the key, gets it to Kirk. He's playing with three fouls. Right side, Davis. Fakes right, goes left. The left-hander down the lane to the bucket. Lays it up, misses it too hard. Rebound. Kirk puts it back up. He misses the shot. Rebound underneath the bucket. And the putback by Davis. No, finally, Snyder comes down for rebound. Hits the floor hard.
That's a big foul coming up here on Kirk. That's his fourth.
He had four Sunday in the semifinals. And that will get Joey Bartlett off the bench and into the ballgame.
And he is hot over there. And really, he got an offensive rebound, had a point-blank look of putting it back, couldn't do it. Davis couldn't do it. So all of a sudden, fighting for that last rebound as Zach Snyder came down, put a big hit on Snyder. And if he'd have finished the first time around, that foul wouldn't have had to happen.
Five-point Bearcat lead. It's the largest of this game for either team. Fits to the top of the key. Left side, Snyder scoops the handoff to Endow. He'll take it to the free throw line. Now dribbles to the right wing. Out top, finds Pitts. Between the circles, gets a screen by Doherty. Pulls up, wants the three. Misses too hard, and the rebound inside. Pulled away by Lee for Southwest Minnesota. Cats continue to struggle out on the perimeter. Five-point Bearcat lead, 26-21. 16:40 left in this Central Region Championship. To the top of the key, Brigham through the line. Kicks the right side, throwing his way through the line. Stripped in a foul. This will go on Northwest, getting the foul, Chris Eberendale, that'll be his first. Welty off the bench for Northwest, he'll come into the game, take the place of Woods, and now Taylor Schaefer in for Southwest Minnesota, and K.J. Davis goes to the sideline. Brigham will inbound, baseline right. Right corner for Bartlett, guarded by Welty. Dribbles a couple times into the lane, spins right side. Up for the shot, misses too hard. Rebound tapped out front by Wick and chased down by Snyder, but controlled on the left side. With it is Lee, and it wasn't a travel violation. And the turnover gives it to Northwest with 16:19 left. Mosby into the game. Doherty to the sideline. And Bearcat fans making noise. Still a 5-point Bearcat lead, 26-21. Pitts will inbound on the far side in the backcourt. Gets it to Endell, and now back to Pitts. Can't set up the offense. So there's 16 minutes left in this championship game. On the right side, Welty. Off the key, Snyder. Back to Welty, right side. He's guarded by Lee. Dibbles and goes bounce pass to the right for Mosby. Trying to post up with Bartlett. Up for the shot on the right side. Misses too hard on the rebound. Wave for Southwest Minnesota. Both teams a little cold here in the second half. Brigham to the right wing. Right in front of the Mustang bench, pulls up, wants the long three. He's not cold now. He knocks down the three off that right side. His second of the game, he's got 15 points.
He is single-handedly keeping Southwest Minnesota State alive.
26-24, Cats by two. Pitts out front, looks right side and out. Top of the key, Pitts, guarded by Brigham. Drives the lane left. Now to the baseline, expires the dribble. The elbow left for and out. He dribbles out to the left wing. Nine on the shot clock and down through the lane. Bumped as he goes left to shot. Hits it. And they'll count it. Foul on the play. This one will go on Wegg. Smith Wegg picks up his first foul. And now his first bucket of the game. Northwest 5-4, 28-24. He'll be shooting free throw when we come back out of this timeout. 15-24 left in the game. Northwest 28, Southwest Minnesota 24. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tiffany Care Centers. For 40 years, Tiffany has been caring for the people of Northwest Missouri in their homes or at one of their nursing and rehab centers in Oregon, Maryville, Mound City, or Rockport. More at TiffanyCare.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at OakPointMaryville.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nottoway Valley Bank, With 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at NVB.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Jesse, Maggie Wilson, and Chad Townsend offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
And now hits the free throw, coming out of the timeout, makes it a three-point trip down the floor for Northwest. Cats in front, 29-24 in a low-scoring game in this Central Region Championship. By Ty Bergman, goes cross-court left side in the corner, the three on the way, and good from the far left corner by Dory Bartlett. Bartlett with 7 points, and it's a two-point game once again. Northwest in front, 29-27. Fitz to take it to the top of the key from our right to our left in this second half. To the right wing he goes. Looks low right from Mosby. Trying to post up with Bartlett. To the right baseline. End the lane. Up for the shot. Banks and misses it. Fights for the rebound. Reverse layup. Left side goes. Mosby with 4 points. 31-27 Northwest. 14-46 left in the game. Runner moves on to the lead eight. Pass right side, stolen by Snyder. Tosses it into the backcourt. Chased down by Wigg in the backcourt. Gets it to Bergman. Now back Mustangs to the top of the key. Bergman to the free throw line. Dribbles back up as the Mustangs set up their offense with 10 on the shot clock. Now down to 8 on the shot clock. Top of the key, Bergman dribbles left side. Shot clock down to 4. Pulls up. 13-foot jumper on the right side. Got it. 17 points for Bergman. 31-29. Northwest in front. The teams exchange buckets now. Fitz, right side, Snyder, looks on the right wing and down, back to Fitz out front. Dribble to the left wing, guarded by Bartlett at the moment. Try to set up a one-on-one situation now with Fitz, as he will dribble left wing, pulls up, now goes to the left mostly. He's matched up with Bergman, he'll take it in the lane, spins into a double team, baseline left four and out, takes the jumper to four, and the shot clock, nothing but net from five out on the left corner. And now with 5 points, 33-29 Northwest. 13-41 left in the game. Right side, Mullen in the right corner. Driving to the baseline, Schaefer, as he's bumped driving that baseline, and a whistle on the floor. This one to go against Northwest. And the foul's on Welty. That'll be his first foul. Xavier Kurtz getting off the bench and into the ballgame for Coach Ben McCollum. Welty will go to the sideline. 33-29. Northwest holding on to the lead. Their largest lead has been 5. The largest lead for the Mustangs has been 2. Bergman on the right side gets the inbound to Bartlett. Guarded by Endow. Dribbles to the right wing. Out front, left side pass for Turner Mullen. Out of Bergman out between the circles. Back to Mullen on the left wing. Guarded by Snyder. Now checked off. Mosby picks him up. Spins in the lane. Shot over Mosby. Rattles down. Mullen with his first two of the game. And it's a 33-41 Bearcat lead. Fitz walks across the 10-second line. He'll be met by Bergman. Dribbles left. Now right. Cross court left for Kurth on the wing. Out front for Fitz with 14 on the shot clock. Just holds the ball. Now will drive the lane right side. Finds baseline and down. Drives. Reverse layup. Up for the shot. Won't go. He's knocked to the floor. Tried to go for the slam as he went up with it on the reverse side. Knocked to the floor and a foul coming up on the Mustang. This will go on Joy Bartlett. That will be his third foul. So you've got Kirk on the bench right now with 4. Bartlett came in his place with 3 at the moment. And also Wiggy out there. Another post player. He's playing with just 1, so he's in pretty good shape. But Endow at the line to shoot 2. First one goes.
Well, Chris has really come on in the last few minutes here in the second half. Adding a good find there by Pitts, finding him cutting baseline. And the guy that's scoring some buckets for you here in the second half, you like to see him be aggressive there. Would have been great to see the dunk go down, but regardless, hitting free throws is big.
Second one, nothing but net as well. Bartlett goes to the sideline. Schaefer in for Southwest Minnesota. Back to a 4-point lead for Northwest. 12:48 left in the game. Bergman hands off right side for Schaefer. Takes a free throw line left. 16-foot jumper. Rims around out. Rebound. Tipped by Kurth. Controlled by Mosby for Northwest. 12:48 left. 35-31, Northwest Missouri State in front. Fitz takes it across the timeline. Okay, the man-to-man defense out of the Mustangs. Again, they played some 2-3 early. Right side for Snyder, now to Kirk. Right side for Endow. Now front for Snyder. Scoops it to Pitts. 10 on the shot clock. Pitts backpedals between the circles with the dribble, being chased by Mullen. Between the legs now with the dribble. Looks right side, Kirk on the wing. As he goes inside the arc. Now pivots up for the shot. Banks it, misses it, and whistle on shot clock violation. The ball belongs to Southwest Minnesota.
And really, Xavier, an above-average three-point shooter, caught that one open on the wing. Probably should have fired it away with about 3 seconds left on the shot clock, but wanted something a little bit better.
35-31, Northwest in front. Bergman dribbles down the lane right side, out front with the pass. Schaefer drives on Pitts, left-handed runner, runs out in, rebound pulled away by Northwest. Like to try to push Schaefer to his right, a very good driver with the left hand. So far, they've been successful with that. 4-point Bearcat lead, 35-31. Pitts dribbling to the right wing. He's guarded by Bergman once again. Fires the dribble, lots it low for Mosby. Turns, faces the bucket as he's guarded by Mullen. Dribbles to the baseline, in the blocks off the left side, and double team. Skips the pass left side, front and down. Fakes right, goes left, but as he does, gets called for the travel in the corner, we're right back to the Mustangs. Breaking the action, 11:27 left. Northwest Missouri State 35, Southwest Minnesota 31. Back after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. Find more at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health, St. Francis Hospital, Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Services, offering services from athletic training to physical therapy to total joint replacement. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.com or at 660-582-3677.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prairie House. More at ConceptionAbbey.org.
Cats up by 4, 35-31. Mustangs with the ball with 11:17 left in the game. Out front wing will hand off to Davis, who checked in during the break. Now left side down the lane, Mullen. Into left corner, Davis, the three on the way off the front of the rim, and the rebound Northwest. And now with the board. 35-31, Northwest in front. Pitts will walk it across the midcourt. Dribbles left side for the Bearcat bench. Now has the ball tipped loose, and it's knocked out front into the backcourt. Pitts hustles after it and comes right back up with it. We'll take it back into the front court for Northwest. Scoops the pass right side, Snyder thought about the three, gives it to Pitts. 10 on the shot clock for Northwest. Pitts will drive the lane right side, distance to the baseline, and down for the shot off the glass. Exactly the way they drew it up on the blackboard, but it'll go. 37-31, Northwest. Out front left, we're going open. Three on the way, rims around and out. Indell trying to come up for rebound. Wick throws it back to Brigham. A shot fake, low left side for Wick. Up for the shot, rims around, out. Welty with the rebound for Northwest.
Great defense in the post there by Zach Schneider. An open layup. He came in, stayed straight up and down. A little bit of a bump, no calling. Bearcats get the rebound.
6-point Bearcat lead. That's their largest of the game. Pitch between the circles, guarded by Brigham. Off the key, drives right to the free throw line, down the lane he goes, a little runner on the way from Tim, banks it high off the glass, it's good. 15-point Pitts, and a timeout, Southwest Minnesota. 39-31, Northwest with the lead, 9:59 left in this game. We will be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at U.S. 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at PizzaRanch.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at Heinlein Home Furnishings.
Today's game is underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum. In print or online at MaryvilleDailyForum.com, the Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
39-31, Northwest Missouri State in front of Southwest Minnesota. At Fenton, I'm John Coffey. Our studio engineer is Sean Nino. It's past 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Matt Trenton, I'm John Coffey, 39-31. Northwest in front of Southwest Minnesota. Mustangs with the ball, bring them across midcourt left side. Free throw line, pulls up, free throw line, jumper. Back to the rim, though, rebound, tip, and it's saved inbounds by Fitch, goes to and down. Northwest with their largest lead at the moment, eight-point lead. Fitch will walk across midcourt left. Now takes it down the lane. Right to Halton will get called for a travel. Slipped just a little bit as he tried to put the brakes on, just getting into the lane. And another turnover. This will give it to Southwest Minnesota. The eighth turnover on Northwest. Both teams with eight turnovers. 39-31. Northwest up. Bergman in the front court. Off the left side. Southwest Minnesota from our left to our right into the second half. Now to Davis to the left wing. Drives on Welty. Down the lane. Ball stripped loose by Snyder into the left corner. Trying to save it. Inbounds was Lee. Lobs it across court right side. And gets it to Bartlett. Now at the elbow right. Takes the jumper. Rattles it down. Shorten Bartlett with 9 points. And it's 39-33 Bearcat lead. That stops a 6-0 run by the Bearcats. Out to the top of the key, Snyder. They've done a good job on Zach and able to get a three off so far. On the left side, Pitts. Takes it to the free throw line, pulls up, takes the jumper, got it. 17 for Pitts, 41-33. Northwest Missouri State in front, 8:40. Away from a trip to the lead eight from one of these two teams. Bergman into the front court. Looks left side. On the wing left for the lead. Now low left, posting up with Mosby's. Bartlett takes the jumper and got it. Carter. That is Carter Kirk, who got back into the ballgame. He's playing with four fouls. He has 6 points, 41-35 Northwest, 8:15 left. Pitts to the top of the key. Welty on the right side. Gets it on the right wing and out. Now back out to Pitts. A little top of the key. Looks right side. Find Snyder. Out and out. Out front for Pitts. Looks left side. Down the lane he goes. The runner. Fade away short. Rebound. Mosby. That'll bring it back out left side. And Northwest will set up the offense. Not sure that hit the rim. They reset the shot clock, though. Out to the top of key Pitts. Goes out front. 7:43 left. Northwest holding on to a 41-35 lead in a low-scoring defensive game. Pitts pulls off right side. Hooks a pass to Snyder. Wide open. Three on the way. Misses too hard. And the rebound in the left corner, hustling after it. And Dow tries to save it inbounds. He's on the baseline, and the ball will block to Southwest Minnesota. 41-35, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. 7:29 left in this game. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest Missouri State alumni Arjo Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at NationalInvestors.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. More at MarylandSmiles.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installations. More at CarpetPlus.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Consumers Oil Company, Maryville.
Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri since 1928 by providing grain merchandising, tire, and agronomy services. More information is at consumersoilmaryville.com.
It's been a close one tonight. Northwest has had the lead throughout much of this one. It's a 41-35 game. Northwest in front of Southwest Minnesota. 7:15 left. Championship game in the Central Region. Mustangs with it. They go low, end of the line. Fine baseline right side for Kirk. And he slams it down with two hands. Kirk with 8 points. 41-37. Northwest Missouri State again holding on to the lead. Their largest lead has been 8. Southwest Minnesota had a 2-point lead. That back with 9:17 left in the first half. Pitch dribbling off the left wing, guarded by Bergman. Shot clock set, 14 seconds. Takes it to the free throw line, hooks the pass left side for Mosby. Cutting to the bucket, lays it up. Yep. But they're going to call a foul or a penalty violation first and wave off the bucket.
That is the third time tonight that Devontae's had the ball in the lane and they've called a travel on him. That one was close, and that would have been huge if he could have got the bucket plus the foul, and instead things go the opposite direction for the Bearcats.
41-37, Northwest holding on to the lead. 6:44 left. In regulation, Northwest Missouri State and Southwest Minnesota fighting for a chance to go to the Elite Eight in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Low left the pass goes. Bartlett trying to post up with it now. Dribbles into lane and goes up a shot and will get called for a charge. Kind of lowered his shoulder just a little bit and put his elbow out and will get called for the foul.
He lowered his shoulder a little bit. It probably could have been a charge. It was kind of a late reaction there as Endow fell. After taking the contact, thought about it, maybe flopped a little bit, but the Bearcats fortunate with that call.
Fourth foul on Bartlett. Kirk also with four fouls to the post players for Southwest Minnesota. 41-37, Northwest Missouri State in front. Top of the key is Pitts. Accelerates down the lane left side, now back out. Finds in the lane and down. Back out to Pitts left side. 10 on the shot clock. He drives the lane. Hooks a pass low right side. Up for the shot is Mosby. Back it in as he kind of windmilled it up and around the player and got it to call. Mosby with 6 points, 43-37. Northwest Missouri State in front. Bearcat fans on their feet once again as Mustangs have it. Brigham looks left side on the wing. Schaefer, guarded by the freshman Wilty. Right, and a reach-in foul coming up, and a foul on Northwest. Coming over the help side, Schneider reaches in, gets called for the foul. Now it's checked out. Going to do this on Wilty instead from behind. Wilty picks up his second. Just the third team foul on Northwest, 43-37. Northwest holding on to the lead, 5:49 left in the game. Bergman, inbound baseline left, into the left corner. Schaefer brings it back out with the dribble. Now we'll hand off to Bergman. We'll set up the offense for Southwest Minnesota. Pass tipped up in the air, goes right side, controlled by Moen. He takes it through the lane, a little shot fake, up with it, now banks it, and hits it. Hung on the rim and fell. Moen with 4 points, and it's a 43-39 Bearcat lead. 5.5 minutes left in regulation. Fitz walks it between the circles from our right to our left. Guarded by Brigham out front. Now, dribbles to the left wing. Accelerates through the lane. The runner on the way. Rims around out. Put back is good. Crashing the board and down. Lays it up and in.
Great move by Pitts to get to the rim. And perfect place to be for Chris Tebow and Dow for the putback.
He's having a game. 45-39. Northwest Missouri State up. Schaefer top of the key. Drives on Wilson. Down the lane left side. Wilson cuts it off. They bring it back out front left side. Through the lane. Lee kicks it right corner. Driving through. Moore slips and falls in the lane. And we got a travel violation. 45-39, Northwest Missouri State, 4:48 left. Off the bench into the ballgame for the Mustangs, K.J. Davis. And he will take the place of Brigham when he comes limping off to the sideline. Looked like he turned an ankle trying to guard Pitts that last offensive possession for the Bearcats. Mustangs going to full court pressure out of the end zone. Pitts will take across midcourt, looking to half court trap, gets it to Endow left side, who's double teamed. Lobs it back to Pitts right side. 16 on the shot clock. 4:33 left in the game. Northwest 45. Southwest Minnesota 39. Pitts at the top sets up. Long three on the way. Off the back of the rim. No fight for the rebound. Controlled inside by Mitch Wigg for Southwest Minnesota. Alec goes to Davis into the front court right side. Hands off in the right corner. Schaefer. Long three over Welty. Good. 5 points for Schaefer, and it's a 3-point game. Northwest in front, 45-42. Cats break the full court pressure. Mosby in the front court will hold it and give it to Pitts. With 20 on the shot clock, Northwestern set up the offense. 3:59 left in the game. Fitz just walks it out front. And the largest lead for Northwestern in this game has been 8. Early in the first half, the Mustangs had a 2-point lead. On the left side, down the lane goes Pitts, takes the runner, off the back of the rim, no, rebound Mosley, he'll bring it back out, gets it 10 down, out front for Snyder, left side Pitts, press the ring of the shot clock, 3:37 left. And the winner into the lead 8 next week in Sioux Falls. Pitts just dribbles off the left side, right in front of the scores table, they're milking the clock down, down to 13 seconds on the shot clock. One steps out to guard Pitts. Now with 8 on the shot clock, Pitts backpedal, top of the key, now down the lane he goes. Drives, runner, banks it, misses it, rebound, and Mosley knocks it loose. It's out front right side and picked up by Pitts. Another 40 on the shot clock. Pitts dribbles right side. Slipped just a bit, but kept his dribble. Northwestern milks some more clock with 3:05 left in this regulation.
Even when Devontae Mosley doesn't pull down the rebound, he finds a way to affect the play.
Pitts dribbles between the circle. Shot clock now at 13. 2:54 on the game clock. Pitts pulls up, looks low right, Mosby. Posting up with Davis. Takes it in the lane through a double team off the shot on the left side. Banks it and hits it. 47-42 Northwest. 2:40 left. Into the front court. Moan. Timeout Mustangs. Northwest Missouri State in front of Southwest Minnesota State. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair as well as network setup, computer training, and data recovery. More information is available at 660-241-4003.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from East Hill Shopping Center at the Belt in Frederick in St. Joseph. As a regional destination to shop, dine, and play, East Hills features over 50 stores and restaurants, including Texas Roadhouse and Golden Corral. More at shopeasthills.com.
Back at Bearcat Arena, the site of the Central Region Championship, Northwest Missouri State 47, Southwest Minnesota 42. Matt Tritton, I'm John Coffey, our studio engineer for the Bearcat Radio Network, Sean Nino. And Matt, what a game we've had. It's been a defensive battle tonight.
Oh, man, this has been a fantastic ball game. And really, like you said, both teams have played good defense. Both teams have also missed some shots they should have hit and they probably would normally hit. But a lot of pressure coming into this ball game, especially for Northwest. You're the host school last year. You play at Sioux Falls in front of over 3,000. They played pretty loose, nearly pulled it out today in front of your home team, your home crowd. A little bit tougher. You're a little bit tighter, but the Bearcats are willing their way through this one with 2:38 left. And I think they've got their best maybe 20 minutes of the season out of Chris Hebu and Dow this half. He has 11 points, 9 rebounds for the game, and most of that coming right here in the second half.
47-42 Northwest in front. Mustangs will inbound at midcourt. Eagle from our left side, right. Brigham back out there. We'll go to the right side to the corner. Watch the drive on Woods back into the ballgame. Now finds Schaefer. Wants the long three over. Pitts got it. Big three by Schaefer on the right side. His second three. And it's a two-point game. Northwest in front, 47-45. Full court pressure. Pitts expires his dribble and a double team and has to call a timeout. Waste a timeout with 2:20 left. 47-45. Northwest Missouri State in front of Southwest Minnesota. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from American Family agent Rob Sparks in Maryville. In addition to life, auto, home, and renter's insurance, Rob, Carrie, and Selena also provide coverage for farms, ranches, and commercial property. More on Facebook at Rob Sparks American Family.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors lakeside rental cabins and a 40-room hotel and conference center opening in March of 2017. More at MazingoLake.com.
7:45, Northwest Missouri State. 2:20 left in regulation as the Cats lead Southwest Minnesota State in the championship game of the Central Regional Tournament. Cats coming out of the timeout with Pitts and Dow, Mosby, Snyder, and Welty. Snyder's been held to just 0-2 shooting in this game. Three this trip down would be big. 47-45, Northwest Missouri State holding on to the two-point lead. Welty up near the timeline, gets it to Mosby. One dribble finds Indell off the left wing. Now to Pitts out front left. Shot clock's at 10 seconds, 2:07 left in the game. Pitts through the lane, a fadeaway, banks it, misses it, but it'll get to the free throw line, fouled on the play. Foul goes on Ryan Brigham, that will be his first foul. sixth team foul on the Mustangs. Pitts goes to the line to shoot two. He's 2 of 2 from there. A couple early free throws in the first half. Sykes shoots and hits as it rolls in.
That's point number 18 on the day for Justin. He's 7 of 23 from the field in this ballgame. They're making him earn every point he gets, but he continues to knock down these free throws. It's huge.
Ball to the bench. Woods back into the ballgame. Second free throw misses, and the rebound pulled down by Southwest Minnesota and Bartlett. 48-45, Northwest by 3, 1:57 left in the game. Out to the top of the key wing, looks right side, Schaefer. Takes a jumper out front from 17, got it. Schaefer red hot in the second half. He's got 10 points, a 1-point Bearcat lead, 1:45 left. 48-47, Northwest Missouri State in front. Winner moves on to Sioux Falls, South Dakota for the lead 8. Pitch between the circles. That's with four players along the baseline. No break out of that now as Snyder steps out to set a screen. Pitch pulls up right side. Now we'll drive the lane. Through the lane. Dribbles to the left wing. 7 on the shot clock. 1:24 left in the game. Pitch fakes left. Goes right. Pulls up to the free throw line. Leans in. Up for the shot. Scoops it and hits it. 50-47. Northwest by 3. 1:14 left. Bergman into the front court. As he just dribbles through the jump ball circle. Pitch will pick him up. Dribbles right side, hooks the pass out front left side. A shot fake driving the lane. Bartlett goes low right side for Wig up and shot blocked away by Mosby. Wig back for one more time and a foul. He'll get to the free throw line. 57.8 seconds left. Northwest 50. Southwest Minnesota 47. Mitch Wig to the free throw line. He's a 70% shooter. It's his first trip to the line tonight. He's been held scoreless. Bearcat football team behind the backboard trying to make some noise. Wig hits the free throw. Welty in. Woods goes to the sideline. Wide offense now for Northwest. 50-48. Northwest. 57.8 seconds left. Wig back into the free throw line. Leave in. Free throw. Misses it. Rebound Northwest. Mosby clears the rebound for the Cats. Northwest by 2, full court pressure out of Southwest Minnesota, 2-2-1 pressure at midcourt. Mosby takes it in the front court, goes left side for Endell. Now to Pitts out front with 45 seconds left, 17 on the shot clock. Cats by 2, and a trip to Sioux Falls, South Dakota on the line. Pitts between the circles, now with 8 on the shot clock. Dribbles down left side, back pedals to left wing, 5 on the shot clock. Down the lane he goes, runner fade away, good! 4-point Bearcat lead, 27 seconds left. Into the front court, left side, Brigham drives to the baseline, to the bucket, reverse layup is good. Brigham with 19 points and a 2-point Northwest lead, 52-50. Southwest Minnesota State wants a timeout, 21.7 seconds left. Northwest by 2, 52-50. Let's keep it right here.
Woo. These two point guards going back and forth these last two trips. And you know Northwest needs a couple more buckets if they want to find a way to finish this one off, and they're going for one bucket. Let the shot clock wind down. You know who's going to have the ball the entire time, and Justin Pitts still finds ways to amaze us. Even though his junior year, he's the all-time scoring leader. We've seen everything. He continues to find ways to amaze us.
He struggled a bit offensively tonight, but when the game's on the line, he comes up big.
He's been huge, but you know what? On the other side, credit Ryan Brueggemann for making this a two-point game once again on the other side, having that killer instinct. He saw that wide open lane and went right after it. So that defensive breakdown on Northwest side, something we haven't really seen all night from Northwest, that allows them to get back within a one possession ball game here with about 21.7 seconds left.
Then Northwest in front, 52-50. They have led throughout much of this ball game. Their largest lead has been 8. Again, the Mustangs had a lead of 2 points. The last lead they had back at the 9:17 mark was a 13-11 game. 52-50, Northwest Missouri State in front. They'll inbound. They have to take it the length of the floor, and they're facing full-court pressure out of the Mustangs. And Dow wants to inbound. He'll have to throw it around Mitch Wigg. As Dow holds it. Gets the inbound to Pitts, dribbles out of a double team. Now we'll take him in the front court. He leads away all the way to the bucket. We'll lay it up and misses the layup. Rebound loose on the floor. Karen's out of bounds and it'll belong to Northwest. Coach Brad Bigler of Southwest Minnesota wants officials to come over and take a look at this on the radio monitor, and I think he may have a point.
Yeah, that one looked like it definitely went off Pitts. Just as we get done seeing as crazy as the most wide open shot he's had in 3 years at Northwest. He just somehow clinks that one off, and Ryan Wilty got in there, found a way to keep that one alive. Pitts couldn't quite come up with it, and it looks from our angle like it might have went off Justin. We'll see what the officials see at the video monitor.
To the three officials over at the video monitor reviewing this, our officials for tonight's game, Ed Crenshaw, John Yurkovich, and James Grimm. 13.1 seconds left. Northwest clinging to a two-point lead, 52-50.
For as great as the game has been, too, how uncharacteristic is it that Northwest is 1 of 15 shooting three-pointers tonight? I mean, numbers you really don't expect to see out of a team like this.
Now the officials confirm they're going to give it to Northwest.
Wow. They came out, honestly, relatively quick. We must have saw something there that proved it did go off Southwest. So 13 seconds left. That's a break.
You get an area vantage point. We're a little bit high opposite of where that ball went out of bounds. So officials go to the monitor. Northwest will inbound. 13.1 seconds left as Endow will inbound to the far right corner. Holds it. Now gets the inbound to Pitts. He is fouled. And this will get Pitts to the free throw line. Bergman with the foul. Now 12.3 seconds left in the game, and Bergman will pick up his second foul. This gets Justin to the free throw line.
Yeah, we've seen free throws plague the Bearcats at times during the season. Only one loss, but there have been some games that have been less than optimal from the free throw line. Tonight they have not been too bad at all when you look down at it. 9 of 12, but one of those misses came on Justin's last trip to the line.
Good sight, shoots, and hits. Makes it a three-point Bearcat lead, 53-50. Wilty to the sideline, Woods in for Northwest. Another free throw will make it a two-possession game with 12:30 left. 12.3 seconds left. Second free throw is good by Pitts. Four-point Northwest lead, 54-50. 12.3 seconds away from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Bergman down the lane, left from under. On the way, hits the shot. So Bergman gets it to fall. Now with 6.1 seconds left, a foul as Pitts takes the inbound, dribbles down the left sideline. And with 4.9 seconds left, Pitts will go to the free throw line with Northwest in front by 2, 54-52.
Nothing is guaranteed, but 4.9 seconds if you can get this back to 4 points.
Pitts 5 of 6 at the free throw line, toes the line, eyes the bucket, free throw is good. 1 more for Justin, 55-53 Northwest. 25 points for Pitts. Second free throw on the way. Short. Rebound. Comes down to Wigg. Outlet left side for Bergman. Bergman in front court to the left wing with 1 second. Launches the shot. Puts it up. Misses it. And the Bearcats are heading to Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Northwest Missouri State with the win over Southwest Minnesota State. A defensive battle between these two teams. Northwest goes to 32-1 as they will go to the Elite Eight for the first time under head coach Ben McCollum, the third time in program history, the first two times under former head coach Steve Tatmeyer. Northwest, after going to the championship game of the regional tournament the last three seasons, fourth time proves to be the charm as the Cats get a chance to host this regional tournament. Wasn't easy. Three very tough games, but Northwest punches their ticket to Sioux Falls, South Dakota in the lead eight again with a 55-52 win over Southwest Minnesota State.
Well, Ben McCollum cracking a smile for the first time in about 2 weeks, I think. You know, the entire gym, the entire team bringing a sigh of relief, so much excitement. But if you've been around the program, if you've got to know any of the kids, the coaches, and how hard they work and how much this means to them, how much it means to the community, it's just awesome to see them get this chance to go to Sioux Falls, a chance to win a national championship.
Bearcats point to the crowd and show their appreciation as they were in it all weekend long helping this Bearcat team. Three straight games of capacity crowds here at Bearcat Arena, and this place has never been louder.
Oh, my gosh. This was fantastic, honestly. The way the students and the entire Maryville community in Nottoway County and Bearcat alumni from across the area really have come out and support Northwest. It's been phenomenal throughout this weekend. And as much as it's a home court advantage, there's a lot of pressure to come in and try to perform for these fans here. And so for the Northwest to be able to come out and do it, give a gift to the fans, but also the fans showing their appreciation, it's fantastic.
Right now, I believe the all-tournament team is being introduced right now. Among the all-tournament team, Ryan Bergerman of Southwest Minnesota comes out.
Devontae Mosby
named to the all-tournament team. Here, Justin Kutz being introduced as the tournament MVP.
And the football team got the rest of the crowd chanting MVP, and rightfully so. He's the region player of the year. He should be the national player of the year, and he's been fantastic. He stepped up and made huge shot after huge shot, and just something really well deserved for a young man that really didn't have hardly anybody looking at him coming to college.
Southwest Minnesota goes over to their locker room going out. Bearcat fans giving them a big round of applause as they go to the sideline. What an effort by the Southwest Minnesota as well. These two teams played some incredible defense tonight.
They were great. They were honestly great when you look at how they came out and performed all weekend.
The Central Region Championship Trophy now being presented to Northwest Missouri State.
Basketball Committee will now present the championship trophy to head coach Ben McCollum and the Northwest Missouri State Bearcats, your 2017 Central Region champion.
Coach McCollum holding the trophy over his head, pointing to the crowd, showing appreciation to the entire crowd for the support they got this weekend. Now Kristen Dow gets his hands on the rest of the team at the jump ball circle, jumping up and down with that trophy in hand. So goal number 3, they can check off their list. They had a goal winning the regular season conference championship. They won that. Had a goal winning the MIAA postseason tournament. They won that. Had a goal winning the Central Region tournament. They won that. Got one more to go.
Why not go ahead and get, 3 more wins while we're at it, right? Sioux Falls like home away from home, isn't it?
They've been up there the last 2 years in the Central Region. So they will be as possibly the only team going into that that's played on that floor.
Some call the Stanford Pentagon Bearcat Arena North. That's just what I've heard.
No one has left the arena watching the Bearcats celebrate at midcourt. And what a hard-fought game. Again, Northwest wins the Central Region title with a 55-52 win over Southwest Minnesota State. Totals for both of these teams, the lowest point totals either team has scored all season long.
And we've seen that Northwest do that to teams a lot throughout the year, honestly. Not many teams have been able to slow down this Northwest scoring attack, so good to see them find a way to pull that anyway.
Lowest point total prior to this game for Northwest was 65 points against Emporia State. For Southwest Minnesota State, their lowest total was 58. That was against Minnesota State Mankato back on January 21st. The nets are beginning to come down. Northwest Missouri State with the win, 55-52. Need to take a timeout? Let's be back. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville in Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from King City Lumber. Specializing in post-frame and all-steel construction, King City Lumber provides planning, design, and construction services for commercial and residential buildings. More information is available at kingcitylumber.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Barnes Baker in Trenton and Chillicothe. The professionals at Barnes Baker in Trenton provide their customers with the service they expect and a full line of Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles. More at barnesbakerautomotive.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, providing local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday, and news updates throughout the day at MarryvilleDailyForum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Campus Dining, operating 6 restaurants on the Northwest Campus, including Chick-fil-A, Starbucks, Papa John's, Einstein Brothers Bagels, Zen Japanese, and Bearcat Commons. Locations and hours are at nwcampusdining.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, celebrating 125 years of insuring homes and farms in Northwest Missouri since 1891. Agent information is available at fmnottoway.com.
We're back at Bearcat Arena. The Nets are coming down. Northwest Missouri State 55, Southwest Minnesota State 52. As the Bearcats win the Central Regional Championship, let's go back down courtside. Matt Trenton has the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum.
Hey, thanks, John. Coach McCollum, feels like it's been about 2 weeks since I saw you smile, but we hit all zeros, Northwest in front. What's the feeling, the emotions going through your mind at that point?
This is probably better than any of the... This is probably a lot like my first conference championship, where it's just so overwhelmingly, we fought, we've been here, and finally we were able to overcome it and win one, and obviously now on to the Elite Eight, which will be a fun, back to the Pentagon, which will be fun.
You talked all weekend about hosting really isn't the accomplishment. It's what you do with it when you host. There's a little bit more pressure when you are playing in front of your home fans like this, but to see the guys come out on top, dealing with adversity throughout the weekend, to just talk about how they played and how they kind of overcame that and delivered for this crowd.
Well, our kids competed every second of every game. They competed no matter when runs went against us. We stayed in the moment, other than the first game a little bit. But no, our kids and all the kids that helped build this program. If you look around, you see what we've created, just the culture, just the fans. I can remember when it was empty gym and it was just, me and the coaches and the players because we didn't have crowds. But now we've come a long way since then.
Justin had times throughout the tournament where maybe he'd go through some blocks where he'd miss some shots, but obviously when it came down to it, he's the best player in the nation, and those closing minutes just kind of kept the ball in his hands the rest of the way.
Yeah, they really iced the game out, and so it wasn't up and down, so it didn't wear him out. So we knew he could make pretty much every play, and it's hard. The way they were defending us, it's just hard to play offense, and so that's kind of what you have to do is really give it to him and see what happens.
You've been on the other end of this. You've watched the other teams cut down the nets before. Tell me how this is 100% different, just a 180 tonight.
Oh, it's unbelievable. When it's instant relief, and then you get it, and it's like, well, now we got to practice for a couple more weeks. So I don't think our guys are aware of that yet, but we'll take a couple days off. And, we always say 0-0, but we're going to make sure that we're 1-0 at least for a couple days.
Coach, appreciate your time. Congratulations.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it, Matt.
Ben, Matt Trenton downstairs as he just talked with the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum, as Northwest Missouri State wins 55-52. The Bearcats improved their season now to 32-1. Their season continues on as they'll move to Sioux Falls, South Dakota. They'll play on Wednesday as we'll await the winners and how they will receive things for the Elite Eight. Coming up Wednesday, games should Northwest continue through would be Wednesday, Thursday, and then the championship game on Saturday. Let's go back downstairs. Matt Trenton is there with the MVP, Justin Pitts.
Justin, most outstanding player of another tournament. This one, a little bit more riding on the line with the season on the line if you lost tonight. But take me through those last few minutes when everybody in the gym knew the ball was staying with you. You found a way to convert.
Just like you said, everybody knew. The other team knew it was coming to me, and I had to go make a play, and it feels great that my teammates trust me enough, my coaches trust me enough to go do that, and I made some shots down the stretch that put us with the victory.
And it wasn't always easy, too. They made you earn those shots, I believe, going into the final minutes. You were 7 of 23, so it wasn't easy, but talk about playing against Southwest Minnesota State. Did it feel like some of those Northwest teams in the past, they D up, but you were able to overcome them tonight?
Like I said, hats off to Southwest. They're a great team. They're big and they're physical, so it's kind of tough to get to the rim, and they kind of altered my shot a little bit. But, I'm just happy we got the win.
Zach Schneider tweeted at the end of last year that the region would be here this upcoming season, obviously that you're going to get it done. The emotional difference from 2016 to 2017, what's this feeling like?
It feels great to finally get past the Sweet 16 and catch the Elite Eight. And we got lucky that it's in Sioux Falls, a place that we know so well and play so well. And it feels good to get past it with my teammates. And hard work pays off.
How much pressure is riding on Northwest coming into this tournament? knowing you're hosting, knowing it's your fourth straight Sweet 16?
I mean, we felt a little pressure the first game with the atmosphere and the expectations, but the second game we became more relaxed, and we've been getting more relaxed with each game, and that's something we can take on to the Elite Eight.
Justin, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, John, I'm going to go ahead and try to grab Zach Schneider while I got him down here. Zach, you up for a quick interview? Senior year, you're the winningest basketball player in Northwest history. Obviously, there's a lot that goes along around you to get to this point, but the work from freshman year, fourth straight Sweet 16 to come out on top, tell me about it.
I mean, it's just about time. We earned it this year. Probably should have a couple more, but, I mean, I'll take one. I'm just happy to get to Sioux Falls finally.
You know, Coach McCollum has obviously worked his butt off in the first couple of years. We're pretty lean for Northwest when he was coaching. To get to this point, to be able to do it for him, he's worked so hard. What's that like?
Oh, I mean, it's great. He's going to be do big things in the future. We're happy to have him right now, and I'm just happy for our whole program. And this is a huge hump to get over.
You better go jump on that dog pile, Zach. Appreciate it.
All right, that is Matt Trent downstairs. We'll see if we get some more interviews from Matt down there in just a moment. As Coach Ben McCollum, the final one to cut down the net on the south goal. Now they're bringing a ladder down to the north goal as assistant coach Andy Peterson going over to set up that ladder. And the team will go down and will cut those nets down as well. Speaking of Andy Peterson, at the end of the game, last Sunday, he wanted to say hi to his parents over in Grundy County as they listen in to all the games. And my understanding is they have a dairy farm over there, and their cows give more milk when they listen to Bearcat basketball. So we're glad to help out, and hopefully give them a lot of milk here tonight. As what a game. Northwest 55 and Southwest Minnesota State 52. The Bearcats, the Central Region champions. They move on to the Elite Eight as they get ready to head back to Sioux Falls, South Dakota. We'll be back and have more for you on our postgame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jordy Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Support also comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Pinery House. More at ConceptionAbbey.org. Also from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MaryvilleHope.org. And from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com. Support also comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering auto glass, rock chip repair, and replacement glass for tractors, combines, or other agricultural equipment. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com. And from the Bearcat Bookstore, the bookstore, located inside the J.W. Jones Student Union, is open Monday through Friday and offers Bearcat apparel for men, women, and children. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Back at Bearcat Arena, the fans sticking around watching the Bearcat men's basketball team celebrate a Central Region Championship as they get ready to head to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and compete in the Elite Eight next week. Beginning on Wednesday, brackets will be coming out as a reseed thanks for that tournament. The Bearcats going into the tournament. They were seeded number one in the Central Region, ranked to the number one in the latest NABC Top 25 poll. So, see how the seeds go for next week. And Matt Trenton downstairs. Matt, what do you got for us?
Hey, John, Anthony Woods here on the court. Anthony, senior year, able to cut the nets down in your final game here at Bearcat Arena, moving on to the Elite Eight. What's it like?
It feels amazing, man. It's a blessing just to be around this group of guys and have so many fans come out and watch. It just feels so good to finish my last game here with a dub, you know.
It was sweet cutting down the nets at the MIAA tournament there in Kansas City, but this one means a whole lot more with it being that one-and-done situation, doesn't it?
Yeah, oh, definitely. When you know your season's on the line, being a senior and knowing if you lose, it's win or go home situation, that means the most, you know. Because in the tourney, you know, we lost, we still would have been playing, but it's on the line here. So we're just trying to keep pushing and try to get a national championship.
You know, all year long, Northwest scoring over 80 points per game, and it's a very high-octane offense, right? But then again, the postseason, a Ben McCollum senior not shying away from a defensive effort, held to your lowest point total of the year, but it's your biggest win of the year. It's just a Ben McCollum win, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We don't really worry about scoring so many points. I think we didn't make shots that we usually make tonight, but we just try to focus on defense, and once we lock down, we know we'll get a win.
Whenever you're coming out here and you're winning games, even when you're not playing your best offense as a team, what does that say about you? You get to Sioux Falls if you're knocking down shots.
It says a lot. We just try to stay focused on whatever happens. Even if we're not making shots, we know if we go back and play defense, we'll be fine.
Sioux Falls, it's basically Bearcat Arena North, isn't it? You played there so much. I'm sure the other teams going up there probably haven't even set foot in the Sanford Pentagon. Is that an advantage in its own?
Yeah, I think it's an advantage. We get a lot of fans come out and support, so it's kind of like here. Maybe not as many, but at the same time, we get a lot of fans, and it helps us out a lot.
Anthony, congratulations. Great time.
Appreciate it.
Again, Matt Trenton down on the court as Northwest Missouri State wins the Central Region Championship 55-52. The final score is 8-3. A very good Southwest Minnesota State that came in the number 2 seed in this tournament. Northwest, the number 1 seed. The top seed made their way through a tough regional here. All the games in this region, very competitive games, going back to Saturday's quarterfinals and the semis, of course, on Sunday. And then tonight, a game right down to the final seconds for Northwest Missouri State was able to come up with a victory. Again, the Bearcats improved to 32-1 on the season. Southwest Minnesota State sees their year end at 28-6, and their 8-game winning streak coming into tonight's game comes to a close as well.
Well, John, I also have Chris Ibu and Dow here on the basketball court as well to cut down the nets. Now signing autographs. The guy's been great all tournament long, and let him sign a couple more autographs as well. But we talked about it during the broadcast, John, that Chris stepped up, scoring all of his points tonight in the second half. Also pulled down 9 big rebounds. Chris, your biggest 20 minutes of the year coming in the biggest 20 minutes of the year for the entire team. He came out, scored all your points there, and when the offense was lagging, you found a way, whether it was getting a put back or getting the lane, finding a shot there. You stepped up when the team needs you most.
Hey, man, I just try to do whatever the team needs me. I mean, lately I've been struggling with my shot, but I know that's not all I do. I can rebound. You know, I can do a lot of things for this team. So, you know, whatever my team needs from me, and today was rebounding, and you know, it was a low-scoring game, but I got some big rebounds and a big put back, so that felt good.
That can kind of energize you, can it? Finding a way to pull down some rebounds, shut down their offensive possession, and maybe extend yours a little bit. Just keeping yourself in the rhythm, that kind of translates to getting yourself in that flow later, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's what we needed today. Usually we have a good flow and we can score more points than what we did tonight. But, I mean, this is just one of those games. I mean, it's a really good defensive team we met, and we were a really good defensive team, so it was a high-scoring game. So this was just one of those games. They needed that from me, so that's what I gave.
That Bearcat fan base travels well no matter where you're at, but seeing over 2,000 fans at every game this weekend, what was that like looking up in the stands knowing that you had the entire town of Maryville backing you?
Oh, my God, it was huge. It was huge. It was so much fun. I mean, we had big crowds before, but this is on another level. I mean, it was packed, and, I mean, everybody, even when we were on away games, I mean, they're loud, and we love our fans, especially now when we had to host the region. They were loud. They were with us. They were like the sixth man. It was beautiful.
This is a huge step to get past the region the first time under head coach Ben McCollum onto the Elite Eight. How do you turn the page after you get past tomorrow or the next day to where you're back in game mode?
Just refocus. I mean, this is a big step. I mean, obviously we got to the Sweet 16 3 years in a row, and we got over that hump today. And I mean, we're gonna celebrate it tonight and feel good about it. But I mean, tomorrow morning is back to business. I mean, we know we're a special team. We can do special things, and we just got to refocus, and it's 0-0 again.
Chris, congratulations.
Hey, thanks, man. Thank you.
All right, that's Chris Endow downstairs with Matt Trenton. Matt, while you go search for some more interviews here, we've got associate head coach of the Northwest men's basketball team, Austin Meyer, with us up here in the booth. And, Austin, that was a heck of a game.
That was. That was unbelievable. I mean, just two teams just absolutely going at it. You know, obviously a regional championship, and, I mean, that's kind of what you have to expect. You know, we didn't think we were going to blow anybody out or anybody's going to blow anybody out. We knew it was going to be a battle and right down to the end and made enough plays to pull it out.
Well, you talked about a defensive battle. Both of these teams held to the lowest point totals that either team has had all season long. And really, they're just hard-playing defense out there.
Yeah, both sides. And you know, they really kind of slowed the tempo down. And it was one of those games where, you know, you could tell from the beginning of the game it wasn't going to be a very high-scoring game. You know, we kind of went and tried to play the matchup game a little bit when the pace kind of slowed down and worked the switches. You know, I thought we got some good shots, 1 of 15 from 3. You know, I thought most of them were pretty good looks, to be honest with you, and we didn't make them. But to be able to win a game like that in a regional championship when you're 1 of 15 from 3, I think it's pretty impressive, especially as well as we shoot the ball normally. I know we've had a couple games here where we haven't shot it great, and it could be a legs issue. Hopefully we can, you know, take a couple days here and kind of get their legs back. But, man, we battled. You know, they were great. We knew they were going to be great on the offensive glass, and they really were. They kind of drove us under, and we didn't do a great job blocking out. But, you know, once again, what's kind of been a theme for us the last, you know, couple weeks, offensive rebounds and loose balls late were huge. You know, I didn't think we got the 50-50 balls the first half. But the second half, we got him. And once again, Mosby, I don't know how many he ended up with. Got some big-time ones, Chris, and just doing what they've been doing the last couple weeks.
Yeah, and Mosby, 7 total rebounds. You look at Endell with 9 rebounds in this game. And just the effort those guys gave inside. And there's probably some things that aren't even going to show up in the box score where they just kept the ball alive and things that just made a difference in this game.
Yeah, definitely. Like you said, you know, we stressed getting 3 guys to the glass. And, you know, rather than stat offensive rebounds, we probably should stat, you know, how many times everybody's going, because that's a key fact. If two guys are going, the third guy's got a good chance of getting it. If you only have 1 or 2 going, it makes it tougher. But I thought we did a good job those guys going late, especially when we weren't making shots. You never want to – you want to have confidence in your guys that are going to make shots, but you also got to go to the offensive glass. Like, every shot's a miss, and I thought our guys did a pretty good job of that.
I think what really kind of shows that the team effort you get, you look at Mosby, named to the all-tournament team, a guy that comes off the bench, and he put in minutes, got his minutes, and, you know, got in there. Really one of the differences for this entire weekend.
Yeah, he was great. And, you know, there in the, when we were getting a little shot happy, we went into him late, and I remember he made a pretty good move and missed a bunny there. And then the next couple possessions later, coach went back to him. And he kind of got one knocked away, recovered it, and scored. And that was a huge play because we were having trouble. That was a period where we couldn't really score. And then, you know, that got his confidence going. The thing with him, he's going to work hard. He's going to be on the glass. If he's making some mistakes offensively, he's still going to make winning plays. But he was really good offensively tonight, too. And I can't say enough about those guys and our seniors. You know, Anthony Woods, I thought he was really good. And, you know, obviously Zach. How was he from 3? 0 for 3 from 3. And he had a couple. He had one there from that left wing late that we thought was good. He got a good look on a confusion on a switch and a wide open shot that he normally hits but couldn't quite knock it down. But just really proud of our guys. And obviously we've been on this hump for a few years now, and to finally get over and get to the Elite Eight. We'll celebrate this a little bit longer. Not very long, though. You know, we'll get back tomorrow and start getting ready. But just really proud of our guys. And can't say enough about our crowd and our fans, too. Just another unbelievable environment.
Oh, man, they were lined up. We're talking to you up here in the press box before the game. We're about 4 o'clock or so, and just the buzz around this place, even at that time, was unbelievable.
Yeah, I went for my morning walk around the offices at about 11 o'clock, and, you know, there's already people down there. So we knew it was going to be a great crowd, and our guys just enjoy it. And like you said before, just their energy fuels us defensively, and can't say enough about them. And hopefully they'll all come to Sioux Falls.
Oh, I think so. It's not that far a trip, but really it's closer than a lot of conference games to get up there.
Yeah, it's a short trip, and it's a great place to play. Obviously, we've played there the last couple of years, and the facility there, it has a big-time tournament feel to it, and it's just going to be a lot of fun, and really hope we can get a good crowd up there.
Just tell us a little bit about the feeling as the clock was winding down there at the end, and the feeling when you finally got over that hump to get to the Elite Eight.
Yeah, it was, once the buzzer went off, I think, you know, Justin had that leak out there, and it was the right play. You know, anytime you have an open layup, and he kind of lost his footing as he got to the basket, and it was one of those, oh, no, he might be going a little fast. So, he was able to run it down. And you know, that I think that last play shows a lot about our team. You know, he missed a layup. He didn't pout or anything. He just got right back after it, forced, you know, out of bounds on them, and we were able to make our free throws. But, no, it was excitement, you know, and a little relief all in one. But, you know, obviously this team is really focused. We have been all year, and, you know, we don't want this right now, as great a moment as it is, we don't want this to be the best moment of our year.
All right. Well, Austin, thanks a lot for being with us, and congratulations on the big win here.
All right, John. See you in Sioux Falls.
All right. Sounds good. Austin Meyer, Associate Head Coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcats, with us. Again, Northwest with the win of the Central Region Championship, 55-52, the final score. Let's see. We'll be back and have more for you right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from St. Joe Harley-Davidson at exit 44 on I-29. Offering Harley-Davidson accessories for the home and motor clothes for men, women, and kids. More information is at stjoeharleydavidson.com. And from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers footwear from New Balance, Nike, Brooks, Asics, and Birkenstock, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 582-4641. Support also comes from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pitsautobody.com. Also from Oak Point in Maryville, an assisted living community that offers residents help with medications, meals, personal care, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazinga Lake Recreation Park. Mazinga Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information about Mazinga is at MazingaLake.com. And from Northwest Audiovisual, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville. Also from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at 562-4657.
Support for the Bearcat postgame show comes from Championship Motors in Maryville.
And we're back at Bearcat Arena at 55-52. Northwest Missouri State defeats Southwest Minnesota State. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Time to go back down courtside. Matt Tritton has Brett Doherty.
Brett, you've played in big games, obviously been in Sioux Falls the past few years, and even cut down the nets throughout the MIAA tournament here at Bearcat Arena. But take me through this ball game, the intensity of coming out, and both teams really stagnant offensively, and credit defenses for that too. But just to find a way to scratch and claw and get this one out of the way so you can go back to Sioux Falls this time for the Elite Eight.
Sure. I mean, it was just huge. Like I've said, we've been to the Sweet 16 ever since I got here as a redshirt freshman, and it's just about getting over that hump. And I think it really helped, number one, that we've been here, and then two, the crowd was just amazing, and that's kind of what you get for hosting a regional at home.
You know, on the other end, that Southwest Minnesota State comes in with some good bigs. Obviously, Brueggemann's a pretty dang good point guard as well. But you see Justin Pitts in practice all the time, too. Not many are compared to Justin Pitts. Having that experience, does that help you a little bit, knowing when he comes down the lane, he's not going to do anything that you haven't seen number one do before?
He's a great player. It just comes so natural to him. And he works his butt off, too. But he seems to always make the right play. And he's so tough to guard. And so when you've got him on your team, you know you always have a chance to win.
Both teams struggled to shoot three-pointers tonight. Northwest finished 1 of 15. I believe Southwest Minnesota State only hit three in the ball game. When you see teams not hitting from deep, do you put a little bit more on your shoulders knowing that you really have to pack the paint in and take that away?
Yeah, we try to get some inside out going when threes aren't dropping, just because, you know, those are gunshots coming from inside the paint. But yeah, we couldn't really get it to fall from three, which is kind of unlike us. But it was nice to see that we were still able to get the win, even though threes weren't dropping.
It feels like Northwest has kind of cranked it up a notch, especially on the rebounding end since the MIAA tournament started, and that continued tonight, getting a little bit more scrappy, a little bit more aggressive. What's changed since maybe part of the regular season to this point?
You know, we've put a lot of focus on it in practice, just doing the simple drills to just kind of remind you how important rebounding is. And it wasn't always one of our strengths during the regular season, but it's kind of become a strength of ours in the postseason, which is huge because, like, those are extra possessions, and you're also taking extra possessions away from the other team.
When you got to see Ben McCollum celebrate with you out in the court, crack the smile for the first time in probably 2 weeks, what was that like, just knowing that it kind of felt like the monkey was off his back too?
I mean, he's been in a similar situation, like, ever since I've been here. It's, you know, like my redshirt freshman year, it was Sweet 16. You know, we just kept getting there. And like I said, it's just over the hump. And it's a lot of work. He's put in a ton of work to get us in the position that we're at. Never really settling, even when, you know, we have that number one ranking, just keeping us humble, and it finally paid off.
A little bit of time off now before you do go up to Sioux Falls. Kind of nice to get a little bit rested, maybe get a little bit healed up for some of those bumps and bruises here before we get to that last three games.
Oh, yeah. We got. I'm sure there's a lot of guys that need some rest that could use it. So we'll finish out this school week. I think people got tests, too, and then next week it's all basketball, so.
The best spring break of your career, right?
Uh-huh.
Brett, appreciate your time.
Thank you.
All right, that is Matt Tritton downstairs. Brett Doherty, Northwest Missouri State wins this one 55-52 as the Bearcats win the Central Region Tournament. We'll be back to have more for you on our post game right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More info is available at 562-7562 or MarylandMoRealEstate.net. And from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Support also comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m., and also supplies Bearcat fans with buckets of original recipe, extra crispy, or grilled chicken, and sides for tailgating. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joe, Mount City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. And from Nucor LNP in Maryville, producing steel parts that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you to not text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More at 660-562-0300. And support for the Bearcats comes from South Paws Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paws encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
And welcome back to Bearcat Arena. Northwest Missouri State wins the Central Regional Championship as they defeat Southwest Minnesota State 55-52. And move on to the Elite Eight in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, beginning next Wednesday. Let's go downstairs right now. They have the post-game media conference that's taking place. Let's see if we can listen in to a little bit of that.
Completely outside of our region, which will be nice because it seems like every regional team guards us the same. It's like they call each other and they guard us the same way. And it's getting a little old, but you know, it'll be nice to go play somebody else.
And Justin, how excited are you to get outside this region and play you guys in the national team?
I mean, it just feels pretty good to get past the Sweet 16 because we've been stuck here for the past 3 years, and it's like Coach Mack said. I mean, it's going to be fun playing somebody outside the region. So let me see how they guard us and see what works and what not works.
How big was Bearcat Nation coming out to support one basketball then?
Crazy. Yeah, that was legit. That was fun. That was, but again, it makes it fun for everybody. I mean, that feels like Allen Fieldhouse, doesn't it? Like, it's loud. I can't even call a play. I mean, I'm out halfway on the floor and they can't hear. What? So yeah, that was awesome. We definitely appreciate the support and you know, love our fans here.
What are you turning attention to?
Me? Yeah. Oh, I'm sure I'll probably check it out tonight. I mean, I'm just like that, but you know, when should I? You know, hopefully in a couple of days. You know, our guys need a refresher. They need a break mentally, and they deserve it. They'll be in shape. We'll be ready to go whenever we play. I don't even know when we play. Next week sometime.
They reseed the bracket now.
Okay. Yeah, I it's, you know, kind of this time of year, I don't think it really matters. If there's a regional champion, they're pretty darn good. I mean, really good. So we're going to face probably the best team we've faced all year, whoever it may be. And, you know, they'll probably face the best team they've faced, too.
Questions? Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Yep. And again, that is the post-game media conference taking place down in the media room at the conclusion of tonight's activities here. Again, Northwest Missouri State wins the Central Regional Championship as they'll move to Sioux Falls, South Dakota next Wednesday, open up play in the Elite Eight. Should they be fortunate enough to win in that quarterfinal round game, they're moving into the semifinals on Thursday, and then the championship game would be that Saturday, next Saturday, again in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, at the Pentagon. So that is the way things are going here as Northwest Missouri State wins the Central Regional Championship here again this evening, 55-52 the final score. We'll be back and wrap things up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. MTE Office Center at 216 East 3rd in Maryville and 524 North Walnut in Cameron. And from American Family Agent Rob Sparks in Maryville. In addition to life, auto, home, and renter's insurance, Rob, Carrie, and Selena also provide coverage for farms, ranches, and commercial property. More on Facebook at Rob Sparks American Family. Support also comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com. Also from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at consumersoilmaryville.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from East Hill Shopping Center at Belt and Frederick in St. Joseph. East Hill's newest additions include Rally House, Five Guys Burgers and Fries, Leibowitz Menswear, and Party City. More at shopeasthills.com. Also from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair as well as network setup, computer training, and data recovery. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Support also comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. More at MarysvilleSmiles.com. and from Tiffany Care Centers. Their six locations offer short and long-term rehab, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, as well as one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. More at TiffanyCare.com.
Support for the Bearcat postgame show comes from Championship Motors in Maryville.
And welcome back on our postgame as we wrap things up from Bearcat Arena for the last time this year here. We'll have at least one more broadcast coming up, hopefully three, in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Rejoined up in the booth by Matt Trenton. And Matt, what a game.
Whew, that had everything you'd ask for, right, except great offense. But credit the defenses for that, for slowing things down. And then, you know, it was great in the end to see, you know, reiterate the best player in the nation just kind of go to work in the final couple minutes. Everybody knew Justin Pitts was going to have the ball, and he delivered. I mean, that's why you give it to him. That's what you look for out of him. And Justin has carried Northwest those final couple minutes onto the Elite Eight.
Let's check some of the final totals out of this game. Again, 55-52, the final score. Northwest with a win over Southwest Minnesota. For Northwest, shot 52% from the field, 21 of 50, just 1 of 15 on threes this evening. 12 of 16 at the free throw line. They ended up out rebounding Southwest Minnesota 33-31. Southwest Minnesota shot 43% from the field, 23 of 53. They were 5 of 13 on threes and just 1 of 4 at the free throw line. 10 turnovers for the Mustangs and Northwest with 8 turnovers. Individually for the Bearcats, a couple players in double figures. Justin Pitts had 25 points to go along with 5 assists. We talked about a big night in the second half, especially for Chris Ebo and Dow. He ends up with 11 points and 9 rebounds. Devontae Mosby, 8 points and 7 boards in this game. Southwest Minnesota, a couple players in double figures. 20 points for Ryan Brueggemann. He also had just 2 assists for a player that really distributes the ball around. They limited him to just 2 assists. 10 points for Taylor Schaefer coming off of the bench. Only 2 players in double figures for Southwest Minnesota. But Matt Trenton, 3 incredible games as far as atmosphere here at Bearcat Arena, and they found a way to get it done. A couple very close games with that overtime win against Upper Iowa, and then winning again here tonight, winning this one 55-52.
Yeah, I mean, you start that first one, and they're a little bit tight in front of this crowd and the pressure that's on them, but you find a way to win it in overtime, and then really kind of thought that once the Augustana game hit that you'd see them kind of be free-flowing and play pretty loose the rest of the way. But, you know, things change once you know what's on the line in that Sweet 16 game tonight. So, really, I mean, the fan support was phenomenal, and the team just found ways to pull them out. And, you know, there are a few tough games, not a ton, but a few close games in the regular season and MIAA tournament that kind of get you set for this. And I think that experience is pretty big as they found a way to get it done again tonight.
Well, not a tough trip to get up to Sioux Falls, South Dakota for the Elite Eight, about four and a half hours up the interstate on I-29. So hopefully a lot of Bearcat fans can make that trip. The last two times Northwest been in the Elite Eight, a little bit tougher of a trip. First time in Evansville, Indiana, then the last time in Bakersfield, California. So much easier trip for fans to make the journey up north.
Not nearly as warm as Bakersfield, I'm guessing, which would be nice, but really, the first year ran up to Sioux Falls, like, this is really easy. And it's one that you can make a day trip, even maybe 3 day trips if you have to get up there and see the Elite Eight, Final Four, and Championship games. So hopefully, you know, the crowd's done a great job of supporting them in Sioux Falls the last couple of years. Hopefully that continues, especially with a lot at stake these next couple games.
And a great venue at the Pentagon, and the Northwest has played there. Most of these players, well, but really Ryan Welty, have had a chance to play on that floor up there. So if that means anything, that should help out the Bearcats a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it's a place they have a lot of experience playing, and it's a really cool arena. If the fans going up there for the first time hadn't seen it, it's very old school. It's a very cool arena. They play some even preseason NBA games there, so it's Sioux Falls does it upright, and it's a place that Northwest knows well, so hopefully that's results in some good things here down the road.
Well, as we talked about at the start of the year, 307 Division II schools, down to 8 right now.
Down to just 8, and 32 wins now for Northwest. And when they reseed it, I would imagine they have to be one, if not number two, as things break down. So not that that means a whole lot. I mean, everybody's great, like Coach McCollum said in there, but this is a team that's set numerous team and individual records here throughout the year, and you know, it's something you look forward to continuing.
All right, a fun weekend, one.
Very much. Let's do it every weekend, right?
Yeah, sounds good. At least one more weekend.
At least one more, yeah.
All right. Thanks to everyone involved with our broadcast here at Bearcat Arena. A great weekend into the first part of this week on this Tuesday night as the Bearcats win the Central Regional Championship. Third time the Bearcats have moved into the Elite Eight. First time under head coach Ben McCollum on the fourth straight trip to the Central Regional for the Bearcats as Northwest wins 55-52 over Southwest Minnesota State. Can the Bearcats go to 32-1? Mustangs close out their year at 28-6. My thanks to Matt Trenton along with Sean Nino, our studio engineer for the Bearcat Radio Network. I'm John Coffey, and so long from Bearcat Arena.